Carolina puts him within 200 delegates of getting the Democratic presidential nomination. He thanks supporters at North Carolina State University.
I want to thank them for giving us a victory in a big state.
Obama also took a swipe at John McCain, the man he could end up running against this fall.
We can't afford to give John McCain the chance to serve out George Bush's third term. We need change in America.
Obama also called on sharply divided Democrats to unite.
This is Steve Futterman live in Indianapolis. The one thing Hillary Clinton did not want last night was a two-state defeat. She barely avoided that. Clinton got trounced in North Carolina, then just barely squeaked by here in Indiana, 51-49%. If you listened to Clinton last night, it sounded like everything's just fine.
We've come from behind. We've broken the tie. And thanks to you, it's full speed on to the White House.
But the reality is Clinton gained little, if any, ground. For any superdelegates hedging their bets, the Clinton performance was not impressive. And now many believe the Clinton campaign could be in trouble. Live in Indianapolis, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
I'm Steve Kathan.
Now it is on to West Virginia, Kentucky.
Hillary Clinton vows to push on. West Virginia's primary is next week. But Democratic strategist Joe Trippi says the math makes it more of an uphill fight than ever.
There just isn't much of a case for her at this point to make with superdelegates.
CBS News Director of Political Coverage Steve Chigueras looks for more party insiders to decide.
I think what's going to wind up happening is you'll start seeing superdelegates come out for him.
And he says that could be the boost Obama needs to secure the nomination.
I'm Peter Mayer live in Washington.
No more promises!
The anti-Obama chant among Clinton supporters symbolizes the big challenge facing the eventual nominee.
The Democratic Party has a lot of healing to do.
CBS News chief political correspondent Jeff Greenfield, as exit polls from the latest primaries again show racial fault lines. Overwhelming black support for Obama with white backing for Clinton. Most Obama supporters say they'd refuse to support Clinton. Clinton voters say much the same about Obama. Chief Washington correspondent Bob Schieffer says Democrats must patch up their differences.
This is going to give Republicans a real chance when this ought to be the Democrats to lose.
And Bob Schieffer calls it a demolition derby.
To Myanmar now, where humanitarian agencies are struggling to get aid to more than a million people who could be homeless following Saturday's cyclone. At least 22,000 are known dead in the country also known as Burma, with another 40,000 listed as missing. Richard Horsey of the UN says the people who need the relief supplies the most are cut off.
The entire lower delta region is underwater, and this shows really very graphically the huge logistical challenges facing these teams as they struggle to get these emergency relief supplies out to the populations that need them.
Well, executions have resumed in the U.S.
As a dozen protesters sang outside the prison, 53-year-old William Earl Lynn became the first person to be executed in this country since September. That's when the U.S. Supreme Court agreed to consider whether lethal injection is cruel and unusual punishment. In the end, the justices decided it is constitutional, and Lynn, convicted of killing his girlfriend 20 years ago, went quietly to the death chamber here in Jackson and was executed.
It's 4 past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. State lawmakers adjourned their regular legislative session last night, one day before the mandatory deadline. Among the bills passed in the waning hours, a proposal to ask voters to make it more difficult to get proposed constitutional amendments on the ballot. Meanwhile, opponents of a proposal defining a fertilized human egg as a person are warning it could have unintended consequences, barring doctors from treating women with cancer and even banning some birth control. A proposed ballot measure was introduced by a coalition of anti-abortion activists who continue to say, full speed ahead. Meanwhile, a state Senate resolution honoring the Colorado scientist who shared in last year's Nobel Peace Prize has now turned into a debate on global warming. The Senate ultimately voted 27-8 to back that non-binding measure, that vote following criticism from some Republicans that the wording of the resolution reinforced what they called the myth that human activity is heating up the planet. And Frontier Airlines says number of passengers it carried increased more than 6% in April from a year ago. The struggling Denver-based carrier says it carried almost 900,000 passengers last month. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a wet and sloppy start to this morning's drive. There's been so much rainfall in the downtown area, they had to close a ramp from northbound I-25 to westbound 6. That ramp is flooded right now. Standing water on the highway is being blamed for an accident also in that area. That's on the southbound side of 25 on the approach to 6. To the north of the city limits, accident involving a semi, I-25 near Erie. It's all moved off to the shoulder. Could still catch some looks. And it sounds...
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-503-0630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-503-0630. That's 1-800-503-0630.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy, but what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world could afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-451-3580. That's 1-800-451-3580. 1-800-451-3580.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-522-1164. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-522-1164. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-522-1164. That's 1-800-522-1164.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
They worked on the northbound lane for a couple of weeks now, then they were working on the southbound lane for a couple of weeks.
Okay, my point is that this is under the purview of the mayor of Denver. This is under the city of Denver, Mr. Hickenlooper, and you turn onto that road, and man, what is the deal with that? It's all screwed up down there. Have you noticed that, John? That it's all messed up down there?
It's pretty bumpy.
Yeah, I mean, they call that acceptable? Now I know Pat Broomfield's mad because I'm talking about the roads. All right, let's get on to what everybody wants to talk about. And let me tell you what we got going on this morning here at 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. 6:45, we'll talk to our next senator from Colorado, Representative Mark Udall, and he's going to talk about his plans to reduce fuel costs, and we'll also talk about how his Senate campaign is going. Go to markudall.com, I believe it is. You sure it's not udallforcolorado.com? Then at 7 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Democratic strategist Rich Masters, who has some pretty interesting things to say about what happened last night. And at 9 o'clock, we'll talk to Colorado's Office of the American Civil Liberties Union about all these protest groups that are going to show up at the DNC here. And one of those groups is called, and I even hate to talk about them, it's called Recreate 68, which, you know, I got news for those guys. Okay, I'm sorry you weren't born in like 1949, 1948, 1947, so that you were of age when, you know, that Chicago happened, and you could have been there for all of that. But you know what? We're not going down that road again. Not now, not ever. Okay? And so what you're doing is you're getting a you're causing a huge waste of time. And you're unrealistic. And these unrealistic groups like that, they're a drag. I mean, they don't understand what's at stake here. Like John McCain making these comments about the Supreme Court. Did anybody catch that yesterday? We'll play it for you in a little bit here. Meanwhile, I know what you want to talk about. You want to talk about last night's primary, in which Hillary Clinton got blown out in North Carolina and barely squeaked by Barack Obama with only 2%. Now, the question remains, there's a couple of questions. Okay, number one, should she quit now and get out, because staying in and further contesting the states that are left, she would keep beating up Obama and make him unelectable. So that's something to consider. I know those of you out there that are Hillary Clinton supporters, okay, you're not going to like that. But you got to think about that. Number two, she hasn't got any money. There's a story going around yesterday that she's loaned herself money again. And with what happened yesterday, last night, it's going to be very hard for her this morning to get on the phone, call Democratic fat cats, and get more money. And the other thing is, she's canceled all of her morning appearances on the morning talk shows. So that's what you've got floating around here. Now, for those of you that are Hillary Clinton supporters, and you're mad about this whole thing, you're just crazed about this, this also goes for Obama supporters, but it's likely that Obama is going to get the nomination. I need to really, and we need to play this throughout the morning, I really need to play for you this John McCain cut. And you're welcome to get on the phones at 303-713-7600, because I think this is the big question of the morning. I think it's a question of the entire day on this radio station and on any other talk station. Does Hillary Clinton drop out now, or does she continue forward and take the chance of beating up Obama to the point where he's not electable? She's trying to make the point that he's not electable. But on the other hand, she can't win the nomination. I mean, she only won Indiana by 2%. So, catch as catch a can, in other words. You got to make up your mind about what you think she should do. Now, one thing about Hillary Clinton. Well, actually, there's two things about Hillary Clinton. Number one, she's not the type, because the Clintons are not the type to give up. And number two, what about those people who have supported her? Do you just throw in the towel and tell all the people who voted and caucused for her to get lost? I think that'd be, well, you're not telling them to get lost, but you're saying that's it. But John, can you find that John McCain quote? Because I think polarization that we've got going on between these two candidates, okay? Listen to what John McCain said yesterday about the Supreme Court, and bear this in mind when you call me at 303-713-7600 and you say, hey, Jay, I'll tell you what. If Obama doesn't get the nomination, I'm going to vote for McCain. If Hillary gets the nomination, I'm going to vote for McCain. This is what you're going to get from John McCain.
I have my own standards of judicial ability, experience, philosophy, and temperament, and Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Samuel Alito meet those standards in every respect. They would serve as the model. They would serve as the model for my own nominees if that responsibility falls to me.
Do you want that? Do you want that? You want this guy in the White House? Tell me you want this guy in the White House. Tell me you want him in. If you do, tell me why. Tell me why you would vote for him. As the big flaunted alternative. Because come hell or high water, no matter who the nominee is, and I really believe it's going to be Obama, but whoever the nominee is, I'll tell you what, I'm voting for him because I'm not voting for that guy. There's no way. You want to protect the Constitution of the United States? Let him appoint somebody to the Supreme Court and see what you get. Here's Bill in Aurora. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. The first time caller.
Welcome.
Hi. I just want to tell you, I just actually want to piggyback off what you said. You know, I'm an Obama supporter, but, you know, I would vote for Hillary in a minute. I would vote for her if she gets the nominee. I just can't understand why people would want to vote for McCain after he's kind of blatantly saying that, you know, this is what's going to happen in 4 years if he gets the nomination. So, I can't take any more of that. I can't take any more of this kind of politics that the Republicans are dishing out. So, yeah, I would have voted, and I don't understand why people wouldn't want to vote for Obama if he gets in, you know. So that's all I wanted to say.
I think the reason that people call up here and say that they'll vote for McCain, I think the reason they'll do that is because they don't know what they're getting.
Exactly.
I think that's a big thing. Better take a good hard look at the guy.
I watch the news and I read the paper just like pretty much, you know, everybody else does, but you know, I just can't take it anymore.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. Bill, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
All right.
Call again. Let's go to one of our favorite callers of all time. Here's Rose in Longmont. Rose, you're on AM 760.
Well, you're talking different than what the TV is, but I still think...
Well, wait a minute. How am I talking different?
I still think Hillary has a chance.
Whoa. How am I talking different than the TV? Like, for instance, Tim Russert said last night, and I don't like Tim Russert, but he said it last night, Rose, he said that Obama is the presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party.
Well, if he gets in, I hope we can put someone like Wyatt in Virginia as vice president. I think he's going to need a lot of help on dealing with these foreign countries like Iraq and Iran. Iraq hasn't even gotten it together, and they haven't even started getting it together, and Hillary had a plan for that.
Yeah, her plan sounded a lot like John McCain's plan.
I don't think that's fair for you to say that.
Why is that not fair?
She's a loyal, good American. She's intelligent.
Well, John McCain's a loyal, good American, but I just don't agree with him. But she's talking about retaliation in Iran. Come on.
I don't have anything against Obama. He's probably a good, decent person and a loyal American. But I think that Hillary could have did a better job, and I was really impressed with Wyatt and John Edwards, both, and this just proves.
But how am I different than what the TV is saying? I mean, most experts are saying that it is mathematically impossible for her to get the nomination unless she can persuade enough superdelegates to...
I heard her say she needed more money.
Yeah, she's broke, too. That's another problem.
Well, that shows what money does, how money... Obama will be great for the United States. I just don't think he knows how to... Yet, he may learn. He's smart. I think that he has to learn how to stand up to the evil countries, because
You mean like George W. Bush has stood up to them?
Oh, we want to give him, he has to go back to Texas.
Okay, well, I mean, what experience did he have before we elected him?
George Bush?
Yeah.
He comes from a family of, his dad was with the, you're asking some strange questions. His
well,
dad
what's strange,
was with
what's
the,
strange about that?
He was with the CIA and the United Nations. He's a war hero. That's going to make a lot of, that's, McCain will win a lot because he is a war, he went down
well,
in a plane and he laid there, I think they broke his legs is what I heard.
Well, yeah, but the thing
you
is.
You don't tell me there aren't evil people in the world.
Yes, I do. I do think there are evil people in the world, but I think that there are different ways of handling them and there's different ways of defining who evil people are and what their motivations are in life.
Well, I'm going to be interested on who, if Obama does get those superdelegates, I will be interested in who
well,
he chooses for vice president.
Will you support him?
Well, we have to for Democrats.
All right, so you'll...
No, I think he's very good in a lot of ways. I'll have to learn more about him, but I think we'd have been better off with Hillary because she would have stood up for America. I am American first. 1640 and 1730, I know what our people went through to get America to where it's at. And we do have to be a superpower because we have to stand up to the bullies in the world.
Well, you don't think Barack Obama would be able to do that?
I think that he might get some wrong influence. He shouldn't listen to someone like old Wright. He should listen. If he listens
he's not,
to the
he's
right
not
people.
He's not listening to right.
Listen,
And Hillary Clinton must be listening to the wrong people because her campaign is on the rocks.
Well, it's harder for a woman to get elected.
Oh, okay.
It's harder. Than
oh, okay.
Blacks got the vote first. Don't forget that.
Oh, okay.
A
it's
black
hard,
man
okay,
over
it's hard,
a woman.
It's harder. It's harder for an African-American versus a white woman.
It's easier for a black person.
All right.
Black man.
Cook me, make me some cookies.
Oh, I'm going to quit making cookies.
Why?
Well, I'm just, people, the gas is so high that people don't have enough money to go to the grocery store.
I'll go to the grocery store.
I'm just going to fade away.
John and I will go to the grocery store and get you the stuff to make us cookies.
Well, I'll accept that.
Okay, we love you.
All right, bye.
All right, see ya. John, you pay for her to make us cookies, wouldn't you? John goes
absolutely not.
What?
I don't pay anybody to make me cookies.
What do you mean? You wouldn't pay?
No.
You wouldn't pay? No, not pay her. Pay her, but, you know, you and I would go to, like, King Supers or Whole Foods or something and get her the stuff to make cookies. You wouldn't do that?
My wife makes great cookies. She's the best cookie baker in the world.
She does make good cookies, but that's not what I'm saying. You wouldn't help Rose out?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. All right. John's feeling a little exasperated this morning. We don't feel good, do we?
I feel like crap.
Yeah, he's got a cold.
And fever.
I told him to go back in the back and drink a bottle of whiskey.
Oh, man, I wish I could.
That'll fix it. 6:23, 23 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. What about traffic?
Jay, it's a mess out there. Already have our problems this morning, especially downtown. A lot of flooding going on I-25, basically between Colfax and Alameda, even up into Spear and I-70. It's already flooded the on-ramp from northbound I-25 to westbound 6th Avenue. CDOT has closed off that on-ramp. And on 25, a crash on the southbound side at Spear Boulevard and another one at 6th Avenue. And it's causing some stop and go back around 58th. Also got a single vehicle accident southbound 25 near 84th. So that's going to make it a little harder to get out in Thornton and North Glen. And one accident north of the metro, northbound 25 near Erie, that one involving a semi. You'll also want to look out for standing water on the Boulder Turnpike both ways between Wadsworth and 96th. And it looks like some side streets downtown are going to be closed as well due to some of that flooding. So just go a little bit slower this morning as there's lots of water on the roadways. Today's forecast, partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms and rain on and off throughout the day.
It's time to put your tax rebate to work. Think about this. You can turn a short-term rebate into some long-term savings by making your home more energy efficient. With Energy Star qualified appliances from the Home Depot, you could save nearly $80 a year in energy costs. That's like getting a tax rebate every year. We offer thousands of Eco Options products that make it easy to save money, energy, and water throughout your house. So when you get your tax rebate, put it to work at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Everyone's green these days, but we can always learn more. The Sustainable Living Online Expo is coming to AM 760 with local speakers, green businesses, and forums to share your ideas. If you want to be on the green team, call 303-713-8595 for more information.
14th, get 10% off full pallets of GAF Elk shingles. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Good morning. 625, 25 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Things are not as simple as they seem. Most things are complex. I don't even care if you boil things down. They're still complex, and there's nuances involved in just about everything. So it's a real challenge every single day for me to talk about Rockies, Rockies Autos, because there's so many different facets of Rockies, and it's hard to stick all of that in 60 seconds. But the basic bottom line is this. Need a car, want to save money, want to get a good deal, you go to Rockies. They have a huge selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles. You want gas savers? You need something for the family? You need something for the first-time driver in your family? You need something for your business? Then you need to go to Rockies. Deal with good people. They have their matching down incentive. And they want to look at your trade-in, too. Rockies Autos, they're open tonight until 9, because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Go see my man Spanky Herrera out there, or Uncle Fester, or Gerard Menard, or Johnny Mazer, or Jules, or Sherry, or any of the people working out of Rockies, and they'll help you out. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Coming back from his vacation in Mexico, Charlie never dreamed he was in trouble with the law.
They were carting me off. Immediately I'm going, now what?
Anita found out she had four homes, but she never bought them.
When I first learned that someone was doing this, I was frightened.
ID theft, but not from credit cards. Now CBS4's Jim Veneman shows you how it happened and the Denver company that helped them fix it. Starting tonight at 10 on CBS4 News. Get the whole story now in high definition.
Backed by popular demand, a new Price is Right $1 million spectacular.
Oh, oh, yeah!
Then, after a new criminal minds, New York's taxicab killer has left a trail of fatal fares.
Our killers claim 5 victims. Enough is enough.
But his next ride will be with one of CSI's own. New CSI New York after a new criminal minds.
Tonight, starting at 7 on CBS4.
We've seen that the American people aren't looking for more spin. They're looking for honest answers about the challenges we face. That's what you've accomplished in this campaign.
Six twenty-eight, 28 minutes after 6 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Good morning. Chance thunderstorms, and apparently... this goes on every single morning here. 30% chance listed, but now you hear John talking about the flooding going on and the severity of some of the rain that we're getting, and it's raining here. So, as John said, please, if you're going to work this morning, take it a little bit slower, be a little bit more careful, and you'll get there on time. 303-713-7600, should Hillary Clinton drop out, yes or no? That's the key question. And also... if you're a Hillary supporter, how do you feel this morning? And I got a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. But I'm interested whether you think she ought to drop out at this point or not. Nobody likes that idea. Nobody likes the idea of making that kind of a statement. But what does she have to gain by staying in if she can't win? Here's Jim in Loveland. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Jay.
Hi.
I've always been a Clinton supporter. I've called in a couple of times before, but after last night, a couple of things happened. First, I do believe it's time that she needs to concede. Mathematically, she cannot do it. It's been a good fight. And I think that I was really impressed with listening to Obama's speech at North Carolina State last night. I think it was very gracious, and I'd like to see more language like that out of the Clinton camp. But I'd like to posit an opportunity to get your thoughts on it that occurred to me last night. One of the good things about this campaign, this primary, has been we've had the opportunity to see the fissures and the divisions within the Democratic Party. That old coalition has been held together by bailing wire and duct tape for the past 30 years or so. I think both candidates should really come together, if not on a unity ticket, but a unity approach to this election, and try to heal those wounds and stitch them back up. Your thoughts on that one?
Well, I think you're right. You know what I think? I think this. I think they should put down their bitterness. I think they should sit down in a room. And I think they should work it out to either do two of the following things. One, run together. Two, appear on stage in front of concerned voters. And I know it's going to sound, and then this may never happen, but this is what they should do. Regardless of who gets the nomination, they should pledge face-to-face support and heal the divisions that have formed in the party. I'd like to see them run together. I don't think that's going to happen, but they should do their best to try to put things back together again.
And Jay, you're entirely correct, and I would add one or two things to that. As much as I would like to see a unity ticket, I doubt it. I see it as problematic. But I think the opportunity from a unity perspective, and you're totally on point with sitting down together in a room, and I would like to see that. Because we're here right now because of John Dean's 50-state strategy for rebuilding the parties, and that has to be acknowledged. And I would like to see John Dean. I'd like to see some.
You mean Howard Dean?
Howard Dean. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Howard Dean, I'd like to see some of the elders of the Democratic Party, and I'd like to see from here on out until November, the party and the candidates really hammering the issues, something substantive as far as policy, something very specific and substantive, addressing Iraq, addressing the economy, addressing the deficit, and I think that that... I think that that would really go so far to making this a very, very powerful year.
I agree. The only thing is, that stuff is hard to do when you have two campaigns that are in the attack mode. So that's a problem. But if they drop all of that and really start having a discussion about the issues, then I think they're going to go a lot farther than where they are now. But the thing is, they have got to work extra hard now to get everybody together. And one of the things that they got to do, I mean, Hillary Clinton can't win. So it's okay. So the choices are she stays in all the way and beats up Barack Obama to the point where he's unelectable, or she thinks with the bigger picture and checks her ego and gets out and then supports him and looks for another opportunity. And there are plenty of them out there. She could take Harry Reid's place, which would be a positive. She could step in and become maybe the governor of New York, which would give her direct administrative experience and is a pretty good position to be in. I mean, she could do all of those things, but if she continues, we're going to have problems. Jim, thank you, man. I got to go.
Thank you, Jeff. Bye-bye.
All right. It's 6:33, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's wet, it's wild out there, and John Turk is going to jump in the water.
Like Jay said, a lot of water messing things up, especially downtown. The ramp from northbound 25 to westbound 6th Avenue remains closed due to flooding on 25, standing water, stalls, creating stalls, and already see that happening in the center lane southbound I-25 at Spear. A little further south, a single car accident at 6th, and also hearing reports of a lot of water sitting there at Colfax. So basically the whole downtown corner of I-25 is jammed for you southbound. Northbound, not a lot better. Seeing a lot of traffic there starting at Broadway. Further north of Denver, crash northbound 25 near Erie. That's involving a semi in the opposing lanes, a crash at 84th in Thornton and Northland. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Your Denver Lexus dealers invite you to test drive a Lexus today.
When sticks and stones do break your bones, there's urgent care, and then there's Guardian Urgent Care. Convenient, affordable, bilingual.
Yeah, MSN money in the house. Yeah. Yo, I'm a thousandaire. Did you get that vibe? I straight up roll with the thousandaire tribe. Got chips in the game. I'm no cook. Got a couple thousand vests.
invested with my investment club. I buy real low, I sell real high. That's what MSN experts are telling me to try. Got solid advice on my 401k. Also play like a player on the market all day. On MSN, I grow my numbers. Got a sweet refire, feel my thunder. The power I got, I can't explain. Especially when I know I'm paying capital gains. I'm a thousandaire, did you get that vibe? I'm doubling what I'll be making 9 to 5. I check my stocks on MSN Money. Follow financial trends like a bear follows honey.
UI, if you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's O-R-R-L-A-W.com for a free consultation.
James Hartman went on a 3-month shopping spree. He bought vehicles, an RV, ATVs, and 3 houses, totaling $3.2 million. And he did it all with no money and no credit. All he used was this, a photocopy of someone else's driver's license.
I don't understand. Are you a con man or not?
And if what he did is hard to believe, wait until you hear how he did it and with whose identity. Tonight on 9 News at 9 and 10.
60 days to rock hard abs.
Not quite.
Speak fluent Italian in just 60 days.
Benzicozzi. It seems at every turn, someone is promising you something amazing in just 60 days. But as luck would have it, there really is such a thing. The 60 to 0 Lexus Certified Pre-Owned Event. During the 60-day event, qualified buyers can take advantage of special lease rates as well as 3.9% APR financing. So act before June 2nd, and you can find a certified pre-owned Lexus that's guaranteed to bring you more happiness than a 60-day abdominal workout. A Lexus, backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. So make these 60 days truly count and buy a Lexus certified pre-owned vehicle before June 2nd. Ciao. Only at Stevenson Lexus of Frederick, Stevenson Lexus of Lakewood, and Cooney Lexus. To learn more, visit LexusCPO.com.
Warranty runs 3 years from your date of purchase or 100,000 total vehicle miles. See your participating Lexus dealer for details about roadside assistance and the certified pre-owned program.
Ooh. Yeah, tasty.
Last Sunday morning, sunshine.
John's right. Wrong song for today, right? No sunshine outside. We should play, what is that? What is that Beatles thing we used to play when it would be snowing like crazy? No, not rain. What's the other one? Good Day Sunshine? Yeah, we play in the dead of winter. 6:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Rain. Chance thunderstorms. High today, 67. All right, Hillary Clinton and last night's results. And should she drop out? Yes or no? Here's Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, man. Yeah, listen, while I've been waiting for you here, I've been watching CNN, and evidently she's staying in. She's going to West Virginia. So there is not going to be a dropout just yet. And, you know, I'm ambivalent about it one way or another, because I really do think the process has to let the people speak. On the other hand, I think that right now the math, which is, you know, more important than a lot of people seem to tend to think it is, is really the true indicator, the bottom line. Lowest common denominator is that she can't mathematically win. But
all right, if she can't mathematically win, then why is she staying in?
Well, I got the volume down here, and I've been watching this since probably about 5 this morning. I guess she thinks that she has to, you know, stick to her word, that she's in to win, that she's into, you know, the convention and all. But I think as time goes on, I mean, she's going to have to, you know, really hammer Obama over 60% of the, you know, rest of the primaries here in
California. No, she's going to need more than that because she needed 63% yesterday.
Well, then, yeah, well. You know, then, you know, right there, it just shows she's going to have to pull rabbits out of a hat that she hardly even has anymore. Here's why I was calling really briefly, and you know, I'll get to it and let you go. honestly, for me, I would vote for Hillary. I'm going to be going down to Colorado Springs next weekend and cast my vote for Obama.
Oh, you know something? I'll see you down there.
Well, we'll meet up. Maybe we'll have a beverage or something like that, a Coke or something.
Absolutely.
But here's the thing, Jay, that I honestly believe, with one caveat, if people, you know, really like the idea of the dream ticket, that would be great, because I think that would build a juggernaut against the Republicans that they wouldn't see the light of day for the next 12 or 16 years if the Democrats really play it up. And the other thing is that having that, we would ensure that every good Democrat, every committed person that wanted to run for Senate and Congress would have such a strong backing, so much power to take those seats, which we desperately need. That's the thing that I don't hear enough of, you know, out there.
Well,
people.
That's one of the reasons why I keep saying all the time.
I'm walking for Udall this weekend.
Yep, you got to do it. You got to support Mark Udall.
We're going out to support our local candidates and to spread the word about all of the, you know, say, hey, you got relatives in other states, tell them they got to support those people that are stepping up, because they need it. And you know, finally, the Supreme Court and everything notwithstanding, you know, we have to look at it that it will be a return. For me, this is kind of a return back to Kennedy. I don't even remember who Kennedy ran against for the nomination, to be very honest.
Within his own party?
Yeah, within his own party.
Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson, okay. He was considered to be too young, too green. He had a lot of baggage because he was Catholic and everything.
That's right.
Else.
You're right.
And he did squeak by. That was a very tough
one. He did squeak by. But the thing is, if you know, Johnson was smart enough and cared enough that he checked his ego at the door when it came to that. And I think that she should do the exact same thing. I got to go, Mick. Thanks,
okay,
man.
Okay, buddy. We'll talk again.
All right. Stay dry.
All right. Bye.
All right. 6:42, 42 minutes after the hour. Congressman Mark Udall coming up here in a few minutes. Right now, John Turk inflates his raft and sails through water.
So you may need a raft downtown, it sounds like. It's real messy, extended commute going on around the city. All that rain flooding parts, I-25 downtown, as well as some of the side streets. Northbounders on 25 will not have access to westbound 6th Avenue. And CDOT has closed down that ramp due to flooding. In the opposing lanes, they have shut down the off-ramp to Colfax. And we are seeing a lot of traffic on 25 downtown. Northbound jam from Lincoln all the way up to 6th. And southbounders from 58th down to Colfax. One accident in Thornton remains on southbound 25 at 84th, 225 in Aurora, all full for you, especially on the southbound approach to the DTC after Parker Road. Today's forecast, look for scattered thunderstorms and rain throughout the day. Afternoon highs will also be cooler.
Hi, it's Leo Laporte, the tech guy here. I want to talk a little bit about traveling, business travel. That's a oxymoron. If ever I heard one, no one likes to travel for business. It's no fun. It's expensive, time-consuming. You fight rush hour traffic or worse airport security, flight delays, stuck in the middle seat. I've got a much better way. GoToMeeting. You can hold meetings from your office, conference room, your home, with people anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. It's easy, it's fast, it's affordable. You launch meetings on the fly. You schedule them in advance if you want via Outlook. And during your conference call, everyone logs into GoToMeeting, and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's just magic. And it's affordable and simple. With GoToMeeting, you hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate, but I've got a better deal. Right now, 30 days free. Free! A month of unlimited online GoToMeetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com and click the Try It Free button. The promo code is easy. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code easy, or click the web banner now.
Who are those two lawyers you talk about on the radio? I really need some legal advice concerning my child's health care problems. And I said, no problem. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. And I said, look, just give me your phone number and I'll pass it on to them and they'll call you. So that's exactly what I did. And that's my main point here. You never, ever, ever know when you're going to need something. And if you get sideways with your insurance company, if you get sideways and have trouble with your employer, you get hurt on the job, any of these things, don't let these big boys bully you around. Get good representation. Medical malpractice, it's a terrible thing to go through. But get good representation. And the place to get good representation is Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. They're my good friends. I'll vouch for them 100%. And if I had a time of crisis, if I had one of these things going on where I had trouble with my insurance company or hurt on the job or any of that kind of thing, I would definitely go to Mike Turner and Scott Henderson because I know they'll go to the wall. I see them do it. So I know what I'm talking about here. If you need a progressive trial lawyer, and these guys are proud that they're trial lawyers, then you go to Mike Turner or Scott Henderson. Call them at 303-300-1661. That's 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
A recent change in Colorado foreclosure law has created the best opportunity in the past 20 years to invest in real estate. Hi. This is Sean Modry. I personally have invested and help hundreds of people invest in Colorado real estate for over 13 years. I will teach you for free how to take advantage of this opportunity. Call now 303-250-8550 or go online at myrefuture.com to register for the next seminar and receive my book, Financial Freedom in 5 Years, for free.
Announcing the Orbit Sizzlin' Hot Vegas Sale. Save $50 off 3-plus night vacation packages to Vegas. Hit the town, lay out poolside, or try your luck at the tables. Visit Orbitz.com to book your Vegas trip today. See site for details. Listen to Wealth Preservation Strategies every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. Let John Russell show you how to create infinite wealth. That's every Saturday between 3 and 5 p.m. Wealth Preservation Strategies on AM 760.
Morning where you need a paddle and a raft. 646, 46 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms. High today is 67, and please be extremely careful out there because it is wet, and some of the streets are flooded in some areas. And it kind of in some ways reminds me when I lived in El Paso, Texas, in which they would get these bad downpours, and look, you get stuck in a parking lot and can't get out because there's just torrents and torrents of water. I don't know if it's that bad, but I do know that it is a problem. So please be extremely careful. All right, 647, 47 minutes after the hour. Let's go to our next senator from the state of Colorado. And by the way, what do they call this? I'm trying to go with the word. For full disclosure, I have to tell you that I've contributed to his campaign, and my wife, Mary, works on his campaign. But here's Congressman Mark Udall. Congressman, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Jay, how are you? Mary's the best.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And, I, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you're Senator Udall.
Well, we're working it. We're not mailing it in.
No, I understand that. But
working very hard. Traveling the state, though, has been a real delight. There are just so many great people, Jay, and so many great places. And we were up in northern Colorado at the Poniquin Wind Farm recently. Gosh, what a great story that is. And we're harvesting the wind. We're going to harvest the sun, create some jobs. I'm excited. If we just have a new kind of leadership in this country.
Yep, we need it, and you're part of that. Now, let me ask you, you know this whole gas tax debate thing is going on, and you came out and said you're against the gas tax holiday. Why are you against it?
Yeah, here's why. I felt it was a gimmick. It's a short-term fix at best, if it's even a fix. What people forget is we've got bridges falling down in places like Minnesota. We have highways in Colorado that need to be improved and maintained. There are thousands of jobs that are going to be online this summer to work on our highways and our transit systems. You put a gas tax holiday in place, none of that happens. I thought a better approach, Jay, was to, as you know, to quit filling the Strategic Petroleum Reserve temporarily. We've used that in the past. You put 50,000 to 80,000 more barrels of oil on the market, and in the past you've seen prices drop by as much as 25 cents a gallon. And the president can order it immediately. It doesn't take any act of Congress. It would be an effective way to move forward. So that's what I called for the president to do. And with all due respect to those who were calling for a gas tax holiday, I just think it's a stunt. It's the same old, same old. Let's do something that really would work.
Well, we face, the country faces, well, if you do the gas tax holiday, there's going to be, what, 200,000 to 300,000 people who work on road construction that it would just come to a halt? I mean, they would lose their jobs.
Yeah. And look, you can argue the gas tax, it's a fee. It's a user fee. And I don't think anybody, regardless of where you fall in the debate about taxes, can object to a user fee. We're all sharing the burden. And there are ways, perhaps in the long run, that we have to adjust that user fee because of increased efficiency in our automobiles and the like. But it just it sounded maybe good to some folks, but I think, interestingly enough, last night in these two primaries didn't seem to be the determining factor in the way people voted. But I came back with my plan, let's quit filling the so-called SPRO. It's an acronym, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. We've done it in the past. Let's do it again. Then if I could go on, I think then that's the short term. Look, what do we need to do in the medium and long term? Well, there's a lot of manipulation going on in the markets. We ought to crack down on speculators. There's some subsidies in the oil and gas industry. I think we ought to set those aside. The market price alone is incentive enough for the oil and gas industry.
Right.
Let's think about maybe suspending or eliminating the import tax on ethanol. That's not as well known, but we tax imported ethanol at a pretty high level, particularly that coming from Brazil. Let's set that aside. That would result in some additional supply. I think we can drill in some certain areas, but there are certain areas that are sacrosanct that are special. We ought to leave those places alone. And then, as you and I have talked over and over again, let's push more renewable energy.
Absolutely. But let me ask you a second about the drilling.
Yes.
I mean, in the long run, I maintain we can't drill our way out of this.
No, we can't. We can't. And that for some, that's just the touchstone. Drill more, drill here. Well, we've got about, 3 or 4% of the world's reserves. We use about 25% of the world's demand. Those numbers right away don't add up. But there are certain incremental additions we can make. There's some places, particularly in the Gulf of Mexico, where people think you can drill in an environmentally smart way. But look, we've got to focus on the future. And that's ethanols, biodiesels, it's renewable energy standards, it's the production tax credit needs to be renewed back here. That's a not well-known debate right now. That's the tax credit that helps wind producers go all out, and that's about to expire. I'm working with every way possible to get that thing extended in the near future. You talk to the wind producers, they're very worried.
Yeah, we definitely need to get that fixed. There's no question about it. And we need a long-term strategy. We really do.
But as you read Tom Friedman, I got so worked up last week. He said, here's our energy policy. Maximize demand, minimize supply, and get the rest from those who hate us the most.
Right.
And he was speaking of the gas tax holiday situation. And the country's begging for leadership. This is one of the central reasons I'm running for the Senate, is to really drive a new set of energy policies. And by the way, there's some pain involved here, but Americans are willing to stand up and do what needs to be done. But there's also an enormously bright future. There's jobs to be created. Look at the environmental benefits. Places like Colorado are really going to thrive. As a member of the Armed Services Committee, boy, this makes us more secure. It really does. It's a win-win-win across the board. A lot of jobs to be created as well. Money to be made.
Yeah, absolutely. 6:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Our next senator from the state of Colorado, Representative Mark Udall. I may take you somewhere here not prepared to go, but I'm going to try it anyway.
Oh, sure.
Iran. There's a lot of rumors about a surgical airstrike against Iran. Now, the question is, would the American people buy military action again from this administration? And number two, what do you think, you're on the Armed Services Committee, what would Congress do about this? Would they sit still, or what would they do?
No, the American people wouldn't buy an attack on Iran, and the Congress isn't going to sit still if I have anything to say about it. We were driven to war one time in the past, the near past here. We all know those results in Iraq, as you and I have discussed over and over again. I voted against that war of choice. I think the Congress is on alert. Iran is a real threat. The Iranians are not behaving in a particularly civilized way. But wars have to have outcomes that move us in a positive direction. They are a political tool at some level, Jay, to be analytical about it. But I know people are on alert here in the Congress to watch what this administration is doing, and this concerns all of us. But no, this is not going to happen if I have anything to say about it.
Okay, so excuse me. So Congress is just not going to sit there.
No, we're not going to sit there. I've introduced a piece of legislation that would require the president to come to the Congress and get an up or down vote. Engaging in hostilities with Iran. Imagine that. Isn't that what the Constitution says we should do in the first place?
Right.
But Senator Webb has been a leader in this regard. He and I have worked together, to make it very clear that this administration is on notice, that they're not going to, that we're watching, that anything they do to try and trigger hostilities with Iran for political gain just is a non-starter, frankly.
All right, I got to ask you this.
Sure.
Last night's results.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're a superdelegate.
Yes.
I know you're uncommitted. I don't want to push you to commit.
Yes, sir.
Although if you did commit, I'd love to be the first to know. But you're not going to do that, right? I mean, you're going to wait until everything it all plays out, or
yeah. Here's what I've been saying is you're right. I'm a superdelegate. I've been focused on my race for the Senate. I think the good news is we've got two excellent candidates. I don't think we can go wrong if speaking as a Democrat now. If we stay unified, if we coalesce around who the winner is, I am prepared in June, and I think all superdelegates should be prepared to do so. Yeah, to weigh in. I think we're really the last primary, if you will. Those of us who haven't committed were the last caucus. And I'm getting excited. I think the results last night show that we're getting closer and closer to a result. I think both Senator Clinton and Senator Obama were excellent last night. And so I think, Jay, all your listeners should know, if it's not settled before June 3rd, which is the last primary, I anticipate in that week or 10 days after, all of us will cast our votes at that point. I think it's an appropriate time, and we'll have a nominee, and we'll come to Denver ready to take on John McCain. I've said, too, by the way, I respect John McCain. I look forward to working with him in the Senate when he returns to the Senate next January.
So I shouldn't ask you the question of should Hillary Clinton drop out or not?
I don't know. I think the commentators and then Senator Obama himself have said, look, if she wants to continue to compete, that's her decision to do so. I would hope that some of the tone that both campaigns have created that's been more on the personal level, that's been, I think, less than elevating. I hope that would fall away a bit and they would actually discuss any of the differences that exist between them. But it's tempting certainly for the campaign that maybe is trailing to look for anything to lessen the momentum of the candidate who's in front. But that would be my plea and my request to the two campaigns.
All right. Last thing.
Yes, sir.
Got to look at media consolidation.
Yes. Yeah. No. You're on it. Thank you. I was pleased. I got up this morning to look at the results. I didn't stay up and see the final results in Indiana. It looked like it would be very close, and it was. But there were some of the TV personalities. They were actually holding up newspapers like they mattered. I appreciate that. I'm still a newspaper guy at some level, although I get a lot of my news off the internet and off.
Well,
one of these Blackberries.
I just got to push you. Media consolidation. You got to look at it. And I always ask you this every time we're on, so I hope you're prepared to do it. People want to help out with your campaign. I think it's one of the most important campaigns going on this election cycle. Where do they find out more about you, and where do they help contribute?
It's they go to Udall for Colorado. That easy.
All right, Udall for Colorado.
Udall for Colorado, and we'd love to have your help. And we've got, as you know, the campaign's up and running every day. We're 11th and Bannock, and we need people all over the state to help. So I know you've got great listenership everywhere. J. Marvin Show is number one.
All right, well, thank you, Congressman. I appreciate it. I'll see you at the state convention.
Hey, looking forward to it, Jay.
All right, thank you, sir.
Take care.
6:58, more coming up.
Coming back from his vacation in Mexico, Charlie never dreamed he was in trouble with the law.
They were carting me off. Immediately I'm going, now what?
Anita found out she had four homes, but she never bought them.
When I first learned that someone was doing this, I was frightened.
ID theft, but not from credit cards. Now CBS4's Jim Veneman shows you how it happened and the Denver company that helped them fix it. Starting tonight at 10 on CBS4 News. Get the whole story now in high definition.
Backed by popular demand, a new Price is Right $1 million spectacular.
Oh, oh, yeah!
Then, after a new criminal minds, New York's taxicab killer has left a trail of fatal fares.
Our killers claim five victims. Enough is enough.
But his next ride will be with one of CSI's own. New CSI New York, after a new criminal minds.
Tonight, starting at 7 on CBS4.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
And AM 760.net.
CBS
CBS News. I'm Steve Futterman, live in Indianapolis. Is this the beginning of the end for Hillary Clinton?
I'm going to work my heart out in West Virginia and Kentucky this month, and I intend to win them in November.
Last night, Clinton talked about going forward, but after being trounced by Barack Obama in North Carolina, then just narrowly winning the primary here in Indiana, questions are being raised about the viability of her campaign. CBS senior political correspondent Jeff Greenfield.
Time is running out on Hillary Clinton to make the case to the superdelegates that I'm stronger.
And Chief Washington correspondent Bob Schieffer says getting more money from supporters could also be a problem for Clinton.
Hard case to make to go back to the well one more time and say, give money to this campaign.
It's a much different story for Barack Obama. He sent an overnight email to his supporters saying, we have a clear path to victory. I'm Steve Futterman, live in Indianapolis. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Sedapani.
Anyone who has bothered to read the electric bill lately knows prices are way up, but today's prices could look cheap before long. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Cavan.
And Frank, they're expected to go even higher because it takes fuel to make electricity, and we know what's been happening to oil and gas prices. Coal is up, too. In Virginia, one utility is asking for a 29% increase in July rates. People in many states will see a wide range of hikes in summer bills. Utilities paid more at springtime auctions for electricity, prices that will be passed on to customers. Frank?
Vallejo, California is going for broke. The city can't think of any other way to deal with a $16 million budget cap, so it's decided to file for bankruptcy. But Mayor Osby Davis says that's the quick fix to really solve the problem. Vallejo has to cut spending on pay and benefits for municipal workers.
Even in bankruptcy, we're going to have to sit down with the unions and still talk about trying to work out a strategy that makes us financially solvent for the years to come.
Philadelphia Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey watched a news video showing half a dozen officers kicking and beating three shooting suspects, and Ramsey didn't like what he saw.
It certainly does not look good in terms of the amount of force that was used, but we don't want to rush to judgment. We want to look at the video.
The incident took place just 2 days after a gunman shot a Philadelphia policeman to death. The official in charge of protecting government whistleblowers is being investigated for allegedly retaliating against his own staff and destroying evidence in the case. FBI agents took computers and documents from Scott Block's home and office. John Rook's group represents whistleblowers.
Trashing whistleblower cases, destroying records, lying to Congress, improperly leaking information, purging the staff. It's sort of a long litany of odd misconduct.
The government says worker productivity showed a better than expected gain in the first quarter. Labor costs were up, but not as much as they were in the last 3 months last year. S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
As a professional contractor, some things are a given. You need the right products, you need the right prices, and you need the Home Depot. We have extended hours and convenient locations, so wherever your job site is, we're close by and open. And our price match guarantee will meet and beat any lower price by 10%. In other words, we have everything you need to grow your business. At the Home Depot, you can do it, we can help. Now through May 14th, get 10% off full pallets of GAF Elk shingles. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Looking for some good news at the gas pump? Chevy has seven models that offer an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway or better. From HHR with an EPA estimated 30 mpg highway, to the Avail 5 with an EPA estimated 34 mpg highway, and Cobalt XFE with an EPA estimated 36 miles per gallon highway. Chevy's MVPs of MPG, based on EPA segmentation. See your local Chevy dealer.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A lot of folks don't need an alarm clock this morning. Many of you waking up to thunder and lightning across the metro area. National Weather Service says the storm moved in pretty quickly.
In the Littleton area, they got nearly an inch in an hour, and a couple of other areas around there got 3/4 of an inch. Here in Boulder, we've had quite a bit of grapple and small soft hail.
The storm expected to stick around throughout the day and into the evening. Colorado lawmakers calling it quits, adjourning their session last night, one day before the mandatory deadline. Among the bills passed in the waning hours, a landmark plan by Governor Ritter to update the state's curriculum standards from preschool through college. Ritter praised lawmakers for their work, but said he was disappointed that they backed off on plans to provide more money for roads and bridges. Gas prices leveling off over the last few days. days, but the fear of $4 a gallon gas still looms as we get closer to Memorial Day. Colorado Democratic Congressman Mark Udall has a plan to help now and in the future, unveiling a plan that includes cutting off help for the big oil boys.
We had about $2.5 billion in tax cuts in the 05 energy bill. They're enjoying record profits. We ought to, I think, redirect those tax breaks.
Udall also calling on a suspension of adding to the stockpile of the strategic oil reserves. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
A ton of rain in the Denver area causing some problems, especially downtown, where some ramp closures are just adding to those delays. The ramp from northbound I-25 to westbound 6th Avenue is shut down, that due to flooding. Same deal on the ramp to Colfax from southbound I-25. Checking on those cameras, looks like we're seeing a foot or more of water. There's also a mixture of rain and hail, in the Castle Rock area. That's causing some big-time delays down there, especially for northbounders. Speeds are in the teens for westbound 36 on that approach to Sheridan past Church Ranch. I'm Todd Barker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Shea Homes Value is award-winning design and customer service. And now, for an unlimited time, you can get an incredible new home in Highlands Ranch or Reunion. Shea offers competitive prices, exceptional designs, and outstanding value every day. Visit SheaHomes.com.
As a professional contractor, some things are a given. You need the right products, you need the right prices, and you need the Home Depot. We have extended hours and convenient locations, so wherever your job site is, we're close by and open. And our price match guarantee will meet and beat any lower price by 10%. In other words, we have everything you need to grow your business. At the Home Depot, you can do it, we can help. Now through May 14th, get 10% off full pallets of GAF Elk shingles. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
There are no dogs in heaven.
How would you know?
And if I know the Bible.
Is there a big sign on this radio station that says proselytizers call here?
Come out,
you
said it quite a bit.
Demons.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Got an umbrella handy? 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms, high today, 67. Man, I said it last hour, I'll say it again. National Weather Service calling for like 30%, and that don't look like no 30% to me. You like the way I said that, John?
Yeah, I just throw it out of there and just say rain and thunderstorms on and off all day.
But you
got your butt covered, right?
Well, yeah, but do you like the way I said that?
Don't yeah, seem to make so much of you. 30% chance of rain when it's raining.
Don't seem like no rain out there to me. That's my country music disc jockeyisms coming through. I get people who send me emails. You have the worst vocabulary and your syntax, and they get into all this stuff. But we don't in radio anymore. We don't speak what's called American stage English, which you see in these movies that are made in the 30s and parts of the 40s. Where people have these strange accents, but you can't really figure out what those accents are. That's American stage English. We don't speak American stage English anymore. And then when you did country music back in the old days, I'm not saying that country music listeners were stupid. I mean, but you just kind of like mangled the language, I guess. I don't know. But you picked up all these phrases from people, like I appreciate it, and all that kind of stuff, and it sticks with you. All right, 303-713-7600. Here's the big question of the morning here. Last night's results in both North Carolina and Indiana, and we'll have Rich Masters joining us shortly about this. Should Hillary Clinton now call it quits, since it seems to be mathematically impossible for her to win, or should she stay in all the way? Now, if she stays in all the way, there's a chance that she could beat Obama up to the point where he might not be electable if he gets the nomination. And she's also going to run into a big money problem, too. So is it time for her to realistically put her ego aside and quit? Or maybe I'm wrong about this. I'm not a Hillary supporter, so if you're a Hillary supporter, you have to figure this out, and you have to tell me what you think really should be done. And if you're an Obama supporter, of course, you can also bring in your point of view. Here's Frida in Boulder. Frida, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hi. I am a Hillary supporter, and my feeling is, yes, the numbers are against her. However, I just feel that she knows Washington, and everybody's afraid to have the old guard who knows Washington to be in there. My other point is I feel that as we watch the country supporting Obama, and he's a great senator and will be and can be and will probably end up being the next president, but I feel that we're cutting her short because she's linked to the old guard, and she's not really linked to Bush, but she's still to the old guard, and I don't know why, just because she's linked to the old guard, that she can't still do the job that she's always wanted to do, you know, represent her country.
Well, I don't think that's the problem. Now, nobody agrees with me on this except me, but this is what I think the problem is. I think her problem. I think her problem has been this. She's giving out the wrong message at the wrong time, and has been giving out the wrong message at the wrong time, and has been unable to find the right message and has bobbled it. Where Barack Obama is giving out the right message at the right time, at the right place and time, and that's why he's attracting a lot of attention, plus the fact that he's very, very charismatic, both in person and also on television. But his message is right, hers is wrong. What I mean by that is that her ideas, all of her ideas, may not be wrong. I mean, there may be some that you agree with and some you disagree with, but her message is wrong. People want now, after years of this administration, which I don't know about you, it seems like a lifetime.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
People want a message uplifting, and they want a message of hope, and they want a can-do, I-can-do type of candidate. They don't want to be lectured. They don't want to be. They don't want the same old on the stump policy speeches, and she just misread the room.
Well, I don't think she stands there and lectures. I mean, I really would like them for me to finally make my decision, because I don't want the Republicans to take over again. I mean, we suffered too much. Okay?
Oh boy, are you right about that?
I mean, absolutely. But what I think I would like for me to even be able to turn and say, because I don't want to vote against my party, okay? I think they both need to talk about how they're going to solve the issues and who are they going to have behind them in Washington to help fight with them. Like, who is Obama going to have as his vice president? Who is she going to have as her vice president? I'd like to see them as a ticket together, but I can't see her as a vice president. I see her better as the president, and he is the vice president. And I'm the other gentleman that spoke earlier about we could have, 16 years of the Democrats taking over if they were both in there, and we could change this country and show the world. You know, I mean, we do so much for the world, but what are we going to do for ourselves? I can't seem to turn myself around and vote for Obama right now. I'm really struggling with this.
Well, okay. John, have we got time? Do we have time to play that McCain cut? Yeah, okay, listen to this. Listen to this.
All right.
Okay, listen.
I have my own standards of judicial ability, experience, philosophy, and temperament, and Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Samuel Alito meet those standards in every respect.
All right, wait, there's more.
They would serve as the model. They would serve as the model for my own nominees if that responsibility falls to me.
Okay, there's your answer. There's your answer why I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton if she gets the nod, or I'll vote for Barack Obama if he gets the nod, because I won't sit it out, and I won't allow this guy to get to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and hand us somebody like the Supreme Court justices that he's just talked about.
I realize that, and that's where I'm struggling as a Democrat. How I'm going to turn, I mean, we're still split in this country, okay? I mean, the Democrats are split. We're still very split.
Well,
here.
Then let's unsplit ourselves.
Well, we're splitting ourselves, but everybody's asking Hillary to back down. And I just don't think it's fair to ask someone who dedicated her life to...
Yeah, well, but the reason you ask that is a reasonable question is because if you sit down and look at the math, the way it stands now, unless she... Well, there is... I don't know how she would do it. I mean, mathematically, she can't do it via the popular vote, and the only way she could get it done is to sway the superdelegates. And do you think that the average rank-and-file Democratic voter is going to accept that idea? I think they'd be mad.
No. And the fact that, you know, I brought up about the Black Americans, it's our time now, okay? I mean, we can make up for all the injustices we've done. There are Black Americans going to the voting booth just automatically pulling Obama's or punching the lever or pulling the lever because it's our time now.
But
the other plus is I like the young people taking ownership too because it's going to be their country.
There are young people who are voting for him, and they're of all colors, and there's a lot of us who support him who are white. I don't think it's an issue of color. I think it's an issue of who's delivering the right message at the right time. And white ethnic voters are going to be tough to convert, but they're tough to convert anyway because they're tough to convert last time out. They're tough to convert the time out before that. So it's going to be tough no matter where you go with this.
One last one. Why is it that the Black Americans that were supporting Hillary before turned on her?
You'd have to ask them, but because I can't speak for them, but maybe they liked his message better. You know, one thing's for sure. Okay, here's one thing about him. All right?
Go ahead.
When this whole thing started out, she was better known than he was. Now, it's changed. And the reason it's changed is because her campaign organization thought that they would have this in the bag in February after Super Tuesday, and his campaign planned to go to the end, so they spent more money on ground troops, and they spent more money getting into all of these states, and it has paid off for them. And people now are becoming aware of Barack Obama, who previously, when this thing started out, they didn't know who he was, and that's one of the reasons.
I learned more about him when I read his book, okay? I mean, his book is very inspirational. And that's how I learned about him. But also, here's the other. Remember when Bush was elected 8 years ago, somebody took him into a back room and said, hey, this is the guy we want to push, okay? I mean, he Bush knew nothing.
Well, I understand. I understand that. But you know something? Hillary Clinton's husband was in the same position, Bill. So I don't buy that argument either. Frida, I got to go. I got to get traffic.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Me out. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Call anytime.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
7:18, 18 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk with swimming. I mean traffic.
Exactly, Jay. Got a couple closures downtown due to flooding. First, the ramp to Colfax from southbound I-25 causing some major backups, as well as the on-ramp to westbound 6th Avenue from northbound 25. And we have a lot of standing water downtown. It's affecting the side streets as well. Seeing a lot of stop-and-go traffic right now in a bunch of places around the city. Westbound Turnpike from Sheridan to Church Ranch Road. Southbound 225 after Parker Road. Southbound 25 from 104th to 84th, and again from 58th down to Colfax, and northbound real slow from Broadway to 6th Avenue. In the north end, a lot of water on 25 near Highway 119 in Longmont. That's causing some pretty good delays. And in the south end, folks heading north on 25 hitting major delays in Castle Rock from Wolfensburger to Founders Parkway. Rain and hail being reported there. Today's forecast, partly cloudy with isolated...
With five times the selection, Jared is where to go for diamond jewelry this Mother's Day.
That's Jared!
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, has literally hundreds of diamond bracelets, earrings, necklaces, and rings to choose from. Diamond solitaire earrings are always a great choice. At Jared, their extensive selection is priced from under $50 to $8,500 and includes their certified colorless diamonds.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared.com to find the location most convenient for you.
Hi, it's Leo Laporte, the tech guy here. I want to talk a little bit about traveling, business travel. That's a oxymoron. If ever I heard one, no one likes to travel for business. It's no fun. It's expensive, time-consuming. You fight rush hour traffic or, worse airport security, flight delays, stuck in the middle seat. I've got a much better way. GoToMeeting. You can hold meetings from your office, conference room, your home, with people anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. It's easy, it's fast, it's affordable. You launch meetings on the fly. You schedule them in advance if you want via Outlook. And during your conference call, everyone logs into GoToMeeting, and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's just magic. And it's affordable and simple. With GoToMeeting, you hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate, but I've got a better deal right now, 30 days free. Free! And a month of unlimited online GoToMeetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com and click the Try It Free button. The promo code is easy. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code easy, or click the web banner now.
I mean, it's unbelievable. You don't have to reach for them in the morning. Can wear any pair of sunglasses I want. Don't have to worry about them dropping off and shattering. Don't have to worry about having to go and get eye examinations and get prescriptions when I want to change glasses, because I don't have to deal with any of that anymore. And the place to go to get it done, if you're thinking about getting a LASIK, the place to go is Icon LASIK Center. Dr. Anderson and the folks at Icon will help you change your life and make your dreams come true. I mean, you just get rid of those glasses. They perform safe and affordable LASIK procedures, and they've been doing it since 1999. And they can do it for as little as $499 per eye. Now, I got to tell you something. I'm eye shy, and if I can go in there and do it, you certainly can go in there and do it. So what are you waiting for? Icon has financing available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. Plus, Icon also has the newest technology like Intralase and Bladeless LASIK. Hey, learn more about all your options by calling Icon LASIK Center at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001 or visit them online at icondenver.com.
Come to RV America's 10th anniversary blowout sale and get 1 year of diesel fuel paid with the purchase of a new diesel motorhome. Take advantage of this $30 million inventory reduction at all locations Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Save thousands on motorhomes, travel trailers, and fifth wheels, Allegro, Newmar, Monaco, Beaver, Safari, and more. And get 1 year of diesel fuel free. All locations, Wheat Ridge, Aurora, and Loveland. RVAmericaInc.com for details. RVAmericaInc.com.
Are you into high-performance cars and trucks? Then check out the Gearhead Show every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 with Don Cypher and John Rush on AM 760. If you want the latest high-performance news and information, then don't miss the Gearheads. Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on AM 760. Announcing the Orbit Sizzlin' Hot Vegas Sale. Save $50 off 3-plus night vacation packages to Vegas. Hit the town, lay out poolside, or try your luck at the tables. Visit Orbitz.com to book your Vegas trip today. See site for details.
People can't wait to vote. I think that the young kids have had it with this crap.
Is the Republican Party going to use Reverend Wright against Barack Obama? Yes, of course.
Definitely a setback.
He's being defined now by the media and in the media.
First it was he black enough? Well, is this black enough for you?
Only in America, right? McCain has got a lot of it, too. Right now, he's getting a pass by the media, basically.
It's sad, but mathematically, she's out of the game. And if her last name wasn't Clinton, she'd be out of the game.
Campaign 2008 on AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 723, 23 minutes after 7, AM 760. Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms and a high today of 67, but chance, it's raining. All right, let's go very quickly here to, and then we'll go back to more of your calls. Democratic strategist Rich Masters, and you know him, I don't have to introduce him. He's been on this program a number of times. And so you can only do 10 minutes because then you're going to go do Bill Press, right?
It's a good morning to be a Democrat, I think. We're starting to come together.
Yeah, okay. Moonlighting on me. You know, I don't appreciate that. No, I'm just kidding. Bill's good people. Okay. Looks like you were right once again in North Carolina, but wrong in Indiana because Hillary Clinton only squeaked this out by 2%.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be close, and Indiana didn't think it was going to be that close, but I'm extremely happy that it was. Completely rejected a lot of the politics of the past, and in areas that don't normally support candidates like Barack Obama, they did support him. I think the one lesson you take away from this is that her message on the gas tax did not, the gas tax holiday did not kind of rung through as kind of a pandering type gimmick. All the exit polls have shown that people don't believe it's going to happen, and they think it's kind of a hollow promise. She's clinging to that message, and then there's a new bit of news out that is just now breaking that I don't know whether you've heard it or not, but apparently a Clinton campaign aide has confirmed that she loaned her campaign $6.5 million or somewhere in that neighborhood within the last month, which
right.
means the money's starting to dry up, which is a leading indicator of a campaign that's kind of on running on fumes, to use the gas analogy at this point, and it seems as if it's a matter of time. And you know, I'm sure you've listened to clips from Senator Obama's speech last night. It sounded to me more like a convention acceptance speech than a traditional one. It was very conciliatory toward Hillary Clinton. I think he and his campaign have now started to move to the inevitable conclusion that he's going to be the nominee, and it's time for Democrats to look at the broader picture, at least begin that process. It's going to be a while. If you're a Hillary Clinton supporter, your feelings are bruised. A lot of my friends this morning are starting to come to the realization that it may be over.
Isn't it traditional that you keep going until you run out of money? That once the money dries up, that's the end. The campaign stops. But on the other hand, what does she have and what does the Democratic Party have to gain by her staying in? Because what happens if she beats up Obama to the point where he's not electable? And
well,
you see what I'm saying? I mean, why doesn't she just, and I know a lot of Hillary supporters are going to be mad when I keep saying this because I've been asking it all morning. Why doesn't she just bow out?
Well, let me give you kind of a two-pronged answer. I think if she continues the kind of bare knuckles, win at all cost campaign that we saw in Ohio and in Pennsylvania and Indiana and in North Carolina, that would be detrimental to the party and would not definitely, it would definitely not be helpful. And if that's the kind of campaign she would continue, then I would suggest as well as like you that maybe now's the time to move on. But that said, I think and I'm certainly hopeful. There are a lot of Hillary Clinton supporters that are in Oregon and in Kentucky and in West Virginia, women who have been waiting their entire lives to support a serious and strong presidential contender that happens to be a woman. Hillary Clinton clearly is the first to ever come along in American history. And I think if she runs out the clock and runs a campaign and continues to stress policy positions and continues to be, you know, conciliatory and, you know, fights to the inevitable conclusions, I think the rest of the states out there, we pretty much know how they're going to shake out. And she's going to win in Kentucky and in West Virginia. He's probably going to win in Oregon, Montana, and South Dakota. And they should just go ahead and fight because there's really no more kind of bellwether states out there like Indiana and North Carolina were yesterday. And I think it allows the millions of Hillary Clinton supporters out there to go and cast their ballot for a woman who has a real shot at doing this. Even though it may, you know, technically be over, the campaign has gotten so heated. I think that maybe these next couple weeks, if she does not run kind of that bare knuckles campaign, if she runs a very above the fray campaign on the issues, I think it'll help strengthen Obama. It allows her supporters across the country to cast their ballots for, you know, the first woman, and then reach the inevitable conclusion after all the votes have been cast in June. Because what you're also going to start seeing happening today, Jay, I predict, is that you're going to see more and more superdelegates that are going to start switching their allegiances or start declaring their allegiances for Obama. The national media, which is, you know, wrong so often, is now almost universally in agreement that the thing is over. I mean, Tim Russert basically said you're looking at the Democratic nominee when you're looking at Barack Obama. So my hope is that she does stay in, but that she runs a above-the-fray, policy-driven campaign to continue to allow Barack Obama to continue to campaign. I don't want to see the bare-knuckle stuff anymore. I think
what happens if she does the bare-knuckle stuff?
Well, if she does the bare knuckle stuff, then it drags this on. I mean, it's just more of the same. It's Groundhog Day. We'll see the same old thing over and over and over again. I don't see where it gets to. The bare knuckles campaign is not going to win her Oregon. It's not going to win her Montana, and it's not going to win her South Dakota, where Barack Obama appears that he's poised to win. And she can't win by even larger margins in Kentucky and West Virginia, because she'll probably win both of those states by double digits. So I don't see what that I don't see what that gets her, other than a grudge built up against her. And I think when she and Bill and Hillary and their team sit around and have a real hard discussion, they also have to talk about their legacy. At a certain point, if they go forward with the negative bare knuckles campaign and continue it in contests where she can't lose and he can't win, I think they're going to say, we're going to start damaging our own legacy. At some point, she's got to think about whether or not she can position herself to be the vice presidential candidate, whether or not she wants to go back to the Senate and be a Senate leader, whether it's majority leader or a leader in the Senate. She still has a long time, I certainly hope, in politics. She's a tremendous leader. And had she not run up against a force as charismatic and as change-oriented as Barack Obama, she probably would be our nominee and would have been our nominee a long time ago. I mean, history at this particular time is not on her side, and I think she needs to look at the long term and look at what kind of damage it could do to she and to Bill Clinton's historic legacy. I mean, let's look at their historic legacy. It's unbelievable. If you'd have predicted 20 years ago that a young governor from Arkansas would come and be a great president for 8 years, his wife would be elected to the Senate, and then 8 years later would get 49% of the Democratic votes for the nominee against a political phenomenon in Barack Obama, you would have said we're crazy. They have huge historical import in America. And it's time now for them and everyone to look back and honor that and say, this is Barack Obama's time, and let's all get behind him, and let's make sure we have a Democratic president. She said that last night, and I believe that she'll follow through on it.
Well, you know what the lesson is? Don't mess with somebody who has been involved in Chicago politics. Say hello to Bill Press for me, and thanks. I really appreciate you coming on the show this morning.
Absolutely, Jay. I appreciate all you do, brother.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, man.
All right. There's Rich Masters, who's now headed for the Bill Press Show. But we're happy we got him on. All right. Let's take calls, and we will, at 303-713-7600, and we'll see if we can run down the world's smartest man, David Sirota. We haven't heard from him this morning yet. We don't know if we will or we won't, because, you know, he's got that book tour that he's working on, and you know, it kind of makes his schedule kind of funky.
And he's a man about town. He does a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he's a man about town. He was out yesterday speaking, and he's much in demand these days. 7:32, 32 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, rowboat and paddles, John Turk, traffic.
Well, Jay, you may not need those rowboats so much anymore. CDOT crews have reopened the ramp to westbound 6th from northbound I-25, as well as the Colfax off-ramp from southbound 25. Those were closed earlier due to flooding on I-25, and we do have a lot of standing water downtown, especially around Colfax area. Expect to add another 30 minutes to your drive this morning. It's busy just about anywhere you could be headed, seeing 25 struggling from Castle Rock all the way up to Longmont, and got a stray dog right now in the HOV lanes on I-25 near Spear Boulevard. It looks like CDOT has shut down the northbound HOV lanes in this vicinity. Today's forecast, look for scattered thunderstorms and rain throughout the day. Afternoon highs will also be cooler, reaching the mid to upper 60s. Right now, 52 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Your Denver Lexus dealers invite you to test drive a Lexus today.
Answer the call of the wild at Backcountry, a new community next to 8,000 acres of wilderness. Come explore Backcountry.
Yo, it's mycarnow.com.
Check it out.
And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's mycarnow.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. Cause zero down delivers.
itsmycarnow.com.
The selection is sick. And with guaranteed credit approval, you can be driving today. What you waiting for?
itsmycarnow.com.
This song is about number 6 in the key of fabulous. Roll up the red carpet. It's the big award show. I'm on and missing entertainment because I gotta know what she was wearing, what she had lifted, which couples are blooming and which had drifted, and which a idol from rehab escaped, and to which shirty did he later donate, and who's adopting kids, our nation's foreign, whose movies are hit, and whose is born. I wanna be where the flashbulbs are going,
Of software promising to unlock the secrets of equity acceleration. Well, I found the man who originated the software. He teamed up with American Guarantee Mortgage to offer the software at the unprecedented low price of $199. Counseling on how to use the software is included in the price. Go to wealthspeed.com for details. Wealthspeed.com or call American Guarantee Mortgage 866-259-8206.
I looked at her and I was just
wow.
She looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at this year's Sundance Film Festival. Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-700-1903. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-700-1903. 1-800-700-1903.
He said I would probably win Pennsylvania. He would win North Carolina. And Indiana would be the tiebreaker. Well,
born in captivity.
By the way, we'll open for Alison Krauss and Robert Plant at Red Rocks this summer. 7:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms. High today, 67. And we're talking about last night's results. And should Hillary drop out? That's question number one. Question number two is, if she stays in, what does it get her? And I don't know. I don't know what it gets her. Other than what Rich Masters brought up. And the fact is, there are a lot of people who are waiting to vote. And I remember when Howard Dean dropped out, and I still voted in the primaries in Illinois and voted for Dean. But by that time, it was, you know, already over. So maybe she owes it to her supporters, but she's out of money because she's loaning herself money now. And even her closest advisors admit that she's got an uphill battle. So what should she do? That's the big question. And the big question is, where are we in this whole process? Jim in Boulder County. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, friend.
Hi.
I think she should gracefully bow out. I think she should wait a couple of days and then come out and say, I've looked at this very carefully with a lot of my people, and I've talked with Chelsea and my husband, and have decided that there's really mathematically no way we can win this, and so I am throwing all of my support behind Barack Obama as the next president of the United States. She does that, I think she gains back more than probably 80% of all of the people that she has managed to tick off, you know, all of the Democrats like me that she's managed to tick off in the last couple of months. If she keeps fighting, and as you and Rich Masters were talking about, if she keeps fighting and if she fights dirty for the next month, I'm thinking that she's probably ruining her political career. I'm not sure that the New York people will take her back.
Well, is she ruining Obama's chance at is she ruining his electability?
No. I'm personally of the belief that Rocky and Bullwinkle could run as vice president and president and beat John McCain, because I do not believe that this all the polls that show how close it is between McCain and a Democratic candidate, I think, are all hooey. 70-80% of this country does not like the way it's headed or where it's headed, and I think any candidate that would offer a way out of the way it's been for the last 8 years will beat him. I don't think he has any chance whatsoever.
Well, I got to disagree with you about one thing. I don't think it's going to be easy. And I think that whether you're talking about the presidency or you're talking about the Senate here in the state of Colorado, or you're talking about Congress people, or you're talking about people running for the legislature, what we're going to have to do, regardless of who the nominee is, we're going to have to work our cans off. We're going to have to give money, which means everybody has to reach and give, even if it's only $25. You got to do it. And we got to take nothing for granted. Nothing. Because if you do, okay, it's like a boxer in the ring. If you do and you drop your hands, your ass is going to get knocked out.
Yeah, I'm sorry if you misunderstood me. I'm not saying I think it's going to, well, no, I think it's going to be easy, but I think it's going to take hard work. Because you're right. If we let our guard down and think, oh, we can just win without doing anything, no, that's not true. He has to still be introduced to the rest of the country.
Yeah, and people also have to remember that we have to have a Congress.
Well,
where we can control the agenda, and we need to have. People don't understand this, but you know something? We do not have the majority in the Senate. We do not have a workable majority. We need to get a workable majority in the Senate.
And, Jay, I started looking at that yesterday, pulling up all the Class 2 people that are up for re-election and starting to try to find out and taking a look at it. And in just half an hour, I came up with polls that show that we pick up 4 senators, and that's including Udall. We pick up Udall because Udall's ahead in this poll that I looked at.
But that race is going to tighten up, and it's going to get tighter.
Of course, yeah, it's going to get tighter. Everything's going to get tighter. You know how the polls go. It gets tighter. But what I'm saying is that it looks better today than it did a year ago.
Oh, I agree.
To pick up votes in the Senate.
I agree.
And we all know that if you have an overwhelming vote for a Democratic president, you also pick up a lot of Democratic House and Senate seats. Now, before I got to ask this, because I missed the first hour, and I picked up just the last few minutes of your talk with Udall, did Mark say who he was going to endorse?
No, he said he's not going to make an endorsement until probably June. Because he believes, as a lot of people believe, that as long as Hillary stays in the race, people still have a right to vote for her and try to determine what happens, and then he will make his.
I really hope that, and I'm going to write him a letter and tell him this. I'm not trying to talk behind his back, so to speak. But I'm not. Maybe he hasn't thought this clearly because Colorado went 2-1 for Obama, and for him to vote as can cast his vote for Hillary, Clinton would piss off two-thirds of the people.
Hold on a second. Why are you presupposing something that hasn't happened? Why are you worried about that? What you ought to be worried about is getting him elected. What you ought to be worried about is getting the nominee elected. And don't worry about that now. What we need to worry about now is we need to snuff Bob Schaefer out. I don't mean physically. But we need to stop oil boy Bob now. Stop him in his tracks now. Worry about that kind of stuff later. Okay?
No. I disagree.
All right, fine.
I disagree.
All right.
Mark Udall needs to show that he is a leader and a leader of the people
then,
and come out and support Obama.
Fine.
That shows
you know
that
what?
He's a leader.
Fine. Good. Then call him.
I'm going to write him a letter. I'm going to write him a letter, and I'm going to tell him that.
Okay. Tell him whatever you want to tell him.
I will.
I mean,
I
you and I just
that
don't
will
you,
show that
you,
he is
you,
a new
you,
kind
you know,
of leader.
He is, and you and I just don't agree on that. But that's okay.
So, okay.
All right, thanks, Jim.
All righty, bye.
All right. Here's an email I got at am760.net. This shows you how bitter people are. This is from Jacqueline. I suppose you're very happy this morning. You have beat her into the ground. Talk radio has successfully divided the Democratic Party, and I will not listen to your station again. You all spew the same kind of hate talk the Republicans did and do. I never said a bad thing about Barack Obama, hoping we would get the same respect as Hillary supporters, but you just kept pounding on her. So feel good today. You were successful. Tom Hartman will be the only time I will turn on the station. Okay, I think I went more than out of my way to be fair to her. But look, talk radio, I've said this a million times, talk radio is about opinion. And the host takes an opinion, and then you react to it. And I'm sorry, Jacqueline, that I didn't agree with you. And I'm sorry that you have this bitter feeling. And you have a right to it. But I don't think I've beaten her into the ground. I think I've pointed out where I don't agree with her. I think I've pointed out where I think she's wrong. But you have every right to call in at 303-713-7600 and go, hey, Jay, you're wrong. And frequently I am wrong. Vince in Denver. Vince, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Vince.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Jay, and I love your show.
Thank you.
I'm calling in on your caller, Frida from Boulder, made some comments, and I just want to make a statement that, you know, she made a statement about the blacks turning on Hillary. First of all, as a black man, Hillary doesn't own the black vote. Secondly, if Hillary, my candidate is Obama, but if Hillary was to win the nomination, I would vote for Hillary. You gave her every opportunity to say would she vote for Obama, and she could, those words couldn't even come out of her mouth that she would vote for Obama. And I think in this country and in the Democratic Party, we need to address the issue of race. And that shows you this woman is from Boulder, and she made another comment about blacks and it being their day. Well, you know, you're from Boulder, and obviously you're not black, so you're not taking into account what this country has stood for 200 years. So she's negating everything up to that point. And people have their right to vote for whoever they want to vote.
Well, I don't completely understand the our day business. And I also I don't really understand the whole thing about how, why are African-Americans turning on her? I think one of the reasons that she led in the African-American vote is because most people did not know who Barack Obama was.
Exactly.
And as they started to find out more about him and they heard him in the debates and her discussion about him, they were drawn to him regardless of what your color was.
Exactly. And my point is that we as Democrats, we need to rally around whoever wins the nomination. And this is why, you know, if we don't get our candidate and rally behind him, a lame candidate like McCain is going to wipe up whoever is the nominee. I mean, it goes to show just by this woman's comment up in Boulder, she's basically stated to me, and maybe I'm wrong, that she didn't think she could rally behind Obama. Now, why would you not? Would you want more of McCain?
See, I don't know, and that's the same thing with this Jacqueline who sent that very, very sour email about I won't listen to the radio station and you beat her up and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's like, okay, you know, if you want talk of the nation with Ray Suarez or whoever's hosting it these days, then I guess you should go listen to it where the host doesn't give any opinions. But in talk radio, the host gives opinions. And you can either agree or disagree with them, but I don't think that beating up is the right term. The implication there is that it's a man beating up a woman and the whole shtick, and it's BS.
And I think it's BS because what the Republicans are going to do to the nominee is nothing compared to what's happening, what the Democratic nominees are doing to each other.
That's right, exactly.
I mean, the bloodletting hasn't even started.
I agree. Vince, thanks, man.
I love your show, and keep it up.
Call me again.
All right.
All right, anybody want to react to Vince's caller? I don't think anybody owns the black vote. I don't think anybody owns any votes, to be honest with you. I really don't. I mean, Joseph Lieberman is Jewish, and I wouldn't vote for him come hell or high water or the Pharaoh's return. 7:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And John Turk with traffic.
Highways around town all full and really creeping along this morning because of all that early rain and flooding going on. Southbound 25, seeing stop and go from 104th to Colfax. Northbound jammed with speeds in the teens from Wolfensberger to Founders Parkway in Castle Rock. It's also thick and slow from Lincoln to Colfax. And this just coming down. I-25 northbound at Auraria Parkway has been shut down. They're clearing standing water there, so the off-ramp to Auraria Parkway is closed down as you head north on I-25. Got an accident southbound 225 at Mississippi. Seeing bumper-to-bumper all the way back to I-70. It's also slowing down folks heading northbound around Parker Road as they stop down to take a look. It's also going to be a long commute on eastbound C-470 from Broadway to I-25 and on the turnpike as you drive west from Sheridan to Church Ranch Road. Off the highway, streetlights malfunctioning at Santa Fe and Evans. Today's forecast, partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms and rain on and off throughout the day. Expect a high around 66. Right now, 52 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a supersonic breakfast burrito. A warm tortilla stuffed with everything you want, any way you want. Try one anytime with a premium roast, iced, or hot latte. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
What if I told you could magically erase all the flaws in your skin? The acne, the dark circles, rosacea, birthmarks, any imperfection. Hi. I'm Lisa Gibbons, and I want to tell you about my revolutionary corrective cosmetic called Sheer Cover that you can try for yourself free for 30 days. Sheer Cover is guaranteed to give anyone perfect skin instantly. Brush it on, and your problems disappear. So grab a pen, because in a minute, you're going to hear a phone number to get you started for free. You see, Sheer Cover is different. It's made from minerals that allow your skin to breathe while covering every blemish and imperfection with just the flick of a brush. It leaves your skin flawless, naturally radiant, and luminescent.
To get your free 30-day supply of Sheer Cover, call 1-800-300-5695, and you'll become a believer. For perfect skin in an instant, call 1-800-300-5695. That's 1-800-300-5695. Call now.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
752, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Far be it for me to tell you what to do. Even though most talk show hosts get on their high horse, and I do too, occasionally. Or maybe more than occasionally. You know, you get on your high horse, and we should do this, and we should do that, and you go on and on and on. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you you should go to Rocky's Autos, one of the most unique car stores in the country, really. I'm just going to suggest it. Check it out yourself, and then see what you think. They have the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles. And if you are upset about gas prices, and I don't know of anybody who isn't. I filled up this morning. Yep, I couldn't make it. I tried to make it. Today's Wednesday. I almost made it through 2 weeks on one tank. But I just couldn't do it. I had stuff to do yesterday. I just couldn't do it. But if you're upset about gas prices, and most of us are, then maybe you need a vehicle that gets better gas mileage. And the place to go to do that is Rocky's Autos. The selection is huge. Good people to work with, too. Spanky Herrera. Uncle Fester, just go out there and ask for these folks by name. Gerard Menard, Jules, Sherry, Johnny Mays, Freddie Labrato, any of these folks, and they'll help you out. There's over 100 people there who are dedicated to making your buying experience a good one. They're open tonight until 9 because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Rocky's Autos, and you'll find them at the corner of 63rd and Federal. And don't forget, when you go in, say hey. What about that matching down? Because that'll also save you money.
How much are you paying for Quest phone service? Think about it. Now you can get phone and internet from Comcast for one low price. $49.90 a month, every month. Introducing the new everyday double play from Comcast. Get Comcast Internet with McAfee security included. It's ideal for surfing, shopping online, and email. And you'll enjoy Comcast Digital Voice Local with more, with unlimited local calling and 12 popular features. Get phone and internet together for just $49.90 a month, every month, from Comcast. Two great services for less than you might be paying for Quest phone service. An offer this good doesn't come along every day. Until now. Call 1-800-COMCAST and save big. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to residential customers. Equipment, installation, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Activation fee may apply to digital voice. For details, call 1-800-COMCAST.
Everyone's green these days, but we can always learn more. The Sustainable Living Online Expo is coming to AM 760 with local speakers, green businesses, and forums to share your ideas. If you want to be on the green team, call 303-713-8595 for more information.
Ooh, yeah. Some Zep. Oh, good rainy day song, huh? Got my psychedelic umbrella out. So that's what I mean. Baby boomers have got to move over and stop using old references. 7:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms. High today, 67. And we're talking about last night's results because you knew we would. Let's go to Dan in Lakewood. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, listen, you know, I have to say this. I haven't listened to you for 3 weeks because I got upset with you about comments that you would support Hillary Clinton, even if she took the nomination away from Barack. And so, listen, you've ticked off both sides. It's not a big deal. It's your opinion. You're right. You have your right to your own opinion. And I see where things are headed right now.
Well, at first I got on here and said I couldn't support her. Right. Then I sat here and thought about it and thought about it and thought about it. And I have this clip. I'm not playing it enough, and I'll play it on the other side of the hour, where John McCain is talking about what he would do with the Supreme Court.
I hear you.
You know, all of this stuff. So, all right, it's back to the old rule again.
And I hear you.
Are you better with 80% or are you better with zero?
Right. But the other thing I wanted to mention, you know what I really think we have in the Democratic Party right now, and this is something that concerns me, we have a generational problem, and I'll tell you why. I see voters, Democratic voters that are over 60 and 70 years of age, having a difficult time voting for Barack Obama. And I see that because I call these people, and I know it's probably a derogatory thing, but I call them Archie Bunker Democrats. And it's hard for them to pull the lever on an African-American. And I don't see that with people. I'm early 50s, and I don't see people our age and younger that see that as an issue. It's not an issue.
Well, but if you're in your early 50s, let me remind you about something. Back in 1968, the Democratic Party had a generational problem, too.
Yes.
Because the young wanted either RFK or McCarthy, and the old wanted Hubert Humphrey.
I'm older than Barack Obama, which makes me think, geez, am I getting that old? But I do sense, when I heard the conversation this morning from Rose and the lady that called from Boulder about how they are a difficult time voting for Barack Obama, I sense this, and I do sense it because I'm not black or white, I'm Hispanic, and I do sense there is some kind of racial overtone that they would have a difficult time because of their age and because of their life experiences of voting for an African-American. Now, here's what I would say to them.
All right, hang on. Can you hang on through the news?
Sure, I can.
Oh, we have David Sirota coming up. Call me back after 9 o'clock if you get a chance, or call me tomorrow because I want to finish this conversation with you. It's very important, okay?
Terrific.
All right, thank you, man.
Bye.
All right, the world's smartest man, David Sirota, waiting in the wings, and we'll get his take on this, and he can talk.
Hi, it's Leo Laporte, the tech guy here. I want to talk a little bit about traveling, business travel. That's a oxymoron. If ever I heard one, no one likes to travel for business. It's no fun. It's expensive, time-consuming. You fight rush hour traffic or worse, airport security, flight delays, stuck in the middle seat. I've got a much better way. GoToMeeting. You can hold meetings from your office, conference room, your home, with people anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. It's easy. It's fast. It's affordable. You launch meetings on the fly. You schedule them in advance if you want via Outlook. And during your conference call, everyone logs into GoToMeeting, and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's just magic. And it's affordable and simple. With GoToMeeting, you hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate, but I've got a better deal right now, 30 days free. Free! And a month of unlimited online GoToMeetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com and click the Try It Free button. The promo code is easy. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code easy, or click the web banner now.
Exclusions apply.
Wow, you're a handy person to know. Why don't you stick around?
Can't. I've got three streams and a mountain to climb before daybreak.
Will we ever see you again?
Oh, sure. Whenever there's another sale.
REI's anniversary sale won't last long. Hurry in and save 20% off all Yakima car racks and accessories. Visit one of REI's six convenient Denver area locations or shop REI.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapane. She's back on the road again.
Now it is on to West Virginia, Kentucky, Oregon, and
five states and Puerto Rico are all that's left on the Democratic primary calendar, and Hillary Clinton needs to grab all the delegates she can to keep her presidential hopes alive. West Virginia is next up with the primary Tuesday, and that's where Clinton is this morning. She'll hold a rally in Charleston in a few minutes. Clinton narrowly won the Indiana primary, but fell further behind Barack Obama in the delegate count because he swamped her in North Carolina. Race was a factor in the voting in both states.
I'm Peter Mayer in Washington.
No more promises!
The anti-Obama chant among Clinton supporters symbolizes the big challenge facing the eventual nominee.
The Democratic Party has a lot of healing to do.
CBS News chief political correspondent Jeff Greenfield, as exit polls from the latest primaries again show the racial divide. Overwhelming black support for Obama and white backing for Clinton. Most Obama supporters say they'd refuse to support Clinton. Clinton voters say much the same about Obama.
To keep her campaign going, Clinton will have to raise a lot more money. CBS's Jeff Greenfield says that won't be easy.
Her coffers were pretty bare when she won Pennsylvania and got a cash infusion. It's not at all clear how she then goes to supporters and asks for more money in the wake of what happened Tuesday night.
An aide says Clinton lent her campaign $6.5 million of her own money in the past month. A real estate industry forecast calls for another couple of months of flat home sales, but spokesman Walter Maloney expects business to pick up before long.
We have a lot of buyers out there now kind of kicking the tires, but they're taking their time. By the time we get to midsummer, we should start to see a nice improvement.
Pending home sales were down 1% in March. CBS's Bob Fuss tells us the House is set to debate a homeowner's rescue bill.
The House bill goes well beyond what the Bush administration wants, but it's gained support from a number of Republicans and Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke as the foreclosure crisis grows and drags the economy down. The idea is to offer a way out to homeowners and lenders who both lose in foreclosure by providing up to $300 billion in government-backed mortgage loans to riskier borrowers to refinance if lenders agree to forgive some principal to reflect the dramatic drop in house prices.
In Myanmar or Burma, cyclone survivors storm the few food stores that are open in the hard-hit Irrawaddy Delta. The UN's Richard Horsey says relief teams are facing a desperate situation.
The entire lower delta region is underwater, and this shows really very graphically the huge logistical challenges facing these teams.
The cyclone killed at least 22,000 and left 1 million people homeless. Here at home, San Diego State University has suspended half a dozen fraternities after the arrest of at least 75 students suspected of openly selling drugs on campus. Newly sworn in Russian President Dmitry Medvedev says he'll work to promote economic development and civil rights. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's down 23, Nasdaq's up a fraction. This is CBS News.
It's time to empty our schedules and fill up our flower pots. Time to unload our inboxes and load up our window boxes. It's time to grow something with Miracle-Gro Moisture Control, the potting mix that prevents under- or over-watering and lets you do just about anything except mess up. So let the creativity flow and the color and beauty grow. Miracle-Gro, it's grow time. This weekend, get to the Home Depot and get growing.
You know, a wise man once said, do what you love and you won't have to work a day in your life. Of course, small business owners know that doing what you love sometimes involves doing things you don't love, like the finances. That's why more small business owners turn to Visa Business. It has multiple payment options like credit and debit that are accepted at millions of locations worldwide. And it helps reduce paperwork by tracking your finances. To see more ways Visa can help, go to visa.com/smallbusiness. Business takes Visa.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Heavy rain and hail making for a messy morning.
Here in Boulder, we've had quite a bit of grapple and small soft hail, enough to cover the ground in some areas up to nearly an inch deep.
The National Weather Service says this is a pretty slow-moving storm, promising to bring a lot more rain before the day's over. State lawmakers adjourning their session last night, one day before the mandatory deadline. Among the bills passed in the waning hours, a proposal asking voters to make it harder to get proposed constitutional amendments on the ballot. Meanwhile, state lawmakers passing a bill ensuring basic living conditions for renters. If signed by the governor, landlords will have to provide heat, running water, and electricity. Lakewood Senator Betty Boyd says Colorado is one of only two states in the country without such a law.
There needs to be some kind of accountability so that the landlords at least are treating their tenants with some level of decency.
Some landlords are whining, saying the legislation is too broad and will increase their costs. And a state Senate resolution honoring the Colorado scientist who shared in last year's Nobel Peace Prize turned into a debate on global warming. The Senate ultimately voted 27-8 to back the non-binding measure, but the vote followed criticism from some Republicans. They said the wording of the resolution reinforced what they call the myth that human activity is heating up the planet. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
These wet roads have caught a lot of people off guard that drive into the tech center towards downtown on northbound I-25. It's going to take you over an hour right now. Speeds are going to be in the single digits, maybe even cracking the teens most of the way through that entire stretch. The southbound side isn't much better. That starts at about Broadway to past Hamden. Big time delays on 225. That due to an earlier crash near Mississippi. That's causing problems in both directions. Now the rain is still coming down in spots. Splashback is a problem on the turnpike, especially that near Wadsworth and Sheridan. That's affecting speeds in both directions there. You're also going to find a lot of standing water around the metro, so you'll need to factor that into this morning's commute. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Guys, there's more to style than just getting a quick trim. Give your hair new life with a textured cut.
Everyone's green these days, but we can always learn more. The Sustainable Living Online Expo is coming to AM 760 with local speakers, green businesses, and forums to share your ideas. If you want to be on the green team, call 303-713-8595 for more information.
Convenient locations, so wherever your job site is, we're close by and open. And our price match guarantee will meet and beat any lower price by 10%. In other words, we have everything you need to grow your business. At the Home Depot, you can do it, we can help. Now through May 14th, get 10% off full pallets of GAF Elk shingles. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
I think that the right wing is bringing out their big guns.
We will do whatever is necessary.
Like every mean, nasty trick in the book.
Where do you stand? Do you stand with those people, or do you stand with us?
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I gotta get that opening stuff changed. That is just too... That's too divisive. Oh, they aren't doing it? Okay, good. Because I'm not really that divisive of a person. And I'm not as angry as I used to be. Even though a lot of people have trouble believing that. But it's true. I don't think it's mellowing with age either. I think it's a realization that, you know something? We're not going to get anywhere by... I mean, we can have passion, but we can't cleave each other up. And I think that's, you know, what's happening. I'll tell you something. The media, too, is part of this. The CBS News thing at the top of the hour, which gets in that whole thing about the division between Hillary and Obama supporters and runs that soundbite of that chanting and all that stuff. See, they want to play that up. They like that because it gives them something to talk about. And so we're into this whole thing about I won't vote for him and I'm not going to vote for her. And we're into this whole thing. What we're basically doing is we're handing these electronic thieves what they want. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 67. The world's smartest man, David Sirota, whose book, Uprising, will be out May the 26th or 27th. He'll correct me on this. And is getting ready to do a book tour and has a whole presentation that he's going to do. So I assume, David, you'll be at the tattered cover.
Yes, I'll be at the Tatter Cover on Colfax.
Yeah, so we'll be able to go there and see the whole presentation, right?
I hope so. I hope they have a projector for me.
Well, I'll bring a projector.
Okay, good. Cool.
What kind of projector do I need to bring?
One that hooks up to your computer.
Oh, okay. I haven't touched a projector since the days I worked at a softcore porno theater on Hollywood Boulevard.
Very
nice. Which was not so softcore, but it was one of these things where they ran these films from Sweden that where the narrator would make it like medical information. Meanwhile, there'd be this couple on the screen, you know what I'm saying?
Not really.
Okay. The narrator would say, would explain in scientific terms what was happening.
Oh, I see.
And in reality, the people who were in the movie theater didn't give a damn about science. They were there to get their prurient interest stimulated. Okay, is that a good way to put it?
There you go. There you go.
All right, let's get down to business here. And your first reaction about last night's results.
A huge win for Obama. He needed to win North Carolina as the firewall to keep the race where it was, and he didn't just win it. He really won it huge. And Indiana, I think he overperformed. I was surprised that he got that close in Indiana. I'm really genuinely
2%.
Surprised.
2%? Can you believe 2%?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I think the whole this whole thing is, I mean, I'm writing my column this week about how this certainly the race chasm still exists, but I think Obama is moving closer and closer to finally getting past it.
But the media is still drumming it up.
Well, I think the media is drumming it up. Let me put it this way. I think the media is overstating it. I think there is this race chasm that is an interesting societal phenomenon, but I don't think it's going to impact the final election campaign. I don't think it's going to prevent Obama from winning the nomination. I don't think it's going to prevent him from winning the general election. Or I should say this. I don't know if Obama's going to win the general election, but I don't think that racial politics are going to be the reason he doesn't win the election.
Then why does the media play in to the conventional wisdom that an African-American running for the presidency of the United States cannot appeal to white ethnic voters?
Because I think it's an easy narrative for people to understand. I mean, race is the most difficult, one of the most difficult issues to deal with, and I think that it creates endless chatter, and anybody can really talk about it. It doesn't take any real reporting to talk about race in a general sense. And to look at an exit poll and talk about the division in this country. I mean, what I'm writing about is how this weird thing where the media focuses only on white working class voters and their importance, but they don't talk about the importance of the black vote. And they don't. They don't. And the black vote is hugely important in this race. If you apply the same standard that the media is applying to Obama, to Clinton, and that is the media narrative basically says, well, Obama's not doing as well as he should be doing among white working class voters, and this means that he won't do well enough with those voters in the general election, and that will hurt his chances of winning. Okay, well, that's a theory. I don't agree with that theory, but that's a theory. But you put the other theory on, well, if Hillary Clinton was the nominee and didn't do well among black voters, or black voters didn't turn out as well, if you actually look at where the concentration of the black community is in this country and put it on an electoral map, if Hillary Clinton underperforms among black voters in a general election in a place like Pennsylvania or Michigan, she will lose those states, most likely. I mean, the black vote is absolutely key to those states, and if Democrats lose Pennsylvania and Michigan, they can't win the election. So the point being here is that what really strikes me about this is the double standard or the hypocrisy or the inherent racial preference that we see in the media focusing on the importance of the white vote when the black vote is very, very, very important.
8:13, 30 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. The world's smartest man, David Sirota, on the line. His new book, Uprising, due out soon. What is the May 27th, right?
May 27th, that's right. And let me add one other thing. You know, I mean, the other thing that very few people have talked about is, you know, if Barack Obama overperforms in a major way in among black voters, and that is that the turnout is really, really high, that could be the key to Ohio, for Democrats winning Ohio. That could be the key to making Indiana potentially competitive in a general election. So point being here is that what I think is just telling is the fact that the media is focusing all of the energy and all of the attention on white working class voters and not on other demographics. And let me just say one other thing. I also find it telling. Do you notice how in the media there are white working class voters and then there are black voters?
Yeah, but I noticed that last night.
Yeah, but nobody points out that most black voters on a socioeconomic scale are working class voters.
Right, exactly. That never enters into to the conversation with these talking heads. The other thing that they're pushing big is this big split in the Democratic Party. And there is bitterness. There's bitterness on both sides. I'm asking the question this morning. I mean, what does Hillary Clinton gain by staying in this?
I think that there's something to the idea that if she continues to wage this fight, if she's actually thinking about running in 2012, and she continues to tarnish Obama, and then he can't win the general election because he's so bludgeoned, that she can then run in 2012 and say, in sort of the "I told you so" campaign, "I told you we should have nominated me, and now nominate me." And I don't put it past the Clintons to be thinking in those terms. Other than that, I mean, I think probably she thinks that there's still a chance that Obama will implode, and that the superdelegates will somehow rescue her candidacy. So in some ways, if you look at it cynically, that's a win-win for her, right? She can either run, and if she loses, she tarnishes Obama in a way that means he'll have less of a chance of winning, and then she can run again. Or she can run and hope to basically try to steal the election through the superdelegate process. So, you know, in looking at it like that, it's sort of a win-win for her. What is she actually losing?
Well, she's not losing anything except maybe her legacy and her reputation, because if she tarnishes him up and he can't beat McCain, which I find it, I mean, I don't know. I mean, McCain is like, But I still think it's going to be hard. But if she tarnishes him up to the point that he can't win, there's going to be a huge, huge, immense, angry backlash at her.
Well, I think she'll do it in a way that that she will avoid at least some of the blame. I mean, it won't be her campaign to tarnish him or continue pulling him down won't be overtly about trying to do that. So I think that would be the cynical strategy, is that she would tarnish him and she wouldn't get as much of the blame. I think she would get some of the blame, of course. Although I'm in the minority here when I say that I think that, you know, she should do whatever she wants. I think what we're seeing is a small D democratic process, and I think that process is a good thing. I don't think it's hurting the party, and I think that everybody who's afraid of you know, this going to the convention or going all the way, you know, look, that's the democratic, small D democratic process. We haven't had one of these in a long, long time. We're probably going to have 50 primary. You know, every state is going to have a primary or caucus that matters in some way. And I think that's healthy for democracy. So I think I think what's going on is a great thing.
I'm torn about it. I think you're right, essentially, but I worry. I worry about the division. I worry about her helping the GOP. I worry about it. Now, if she wants to run a contest that just talks about the issues, okay, that's fine. I think that's fine. I think it's an excellent chance for both her and Barack Obama to differentiate themselves not only from each other but also from McCain. But if she's going to do what she has done, and now all the Hillary supporters, of course, are going to get down on me about this. But if she continues to try this bare knuckle business, to me, it's like counterproductive. It's counterproductive for the Democratic Party. It's counterproductive for the United States of America, and it's counterproductive for her and her husband.
Well, I agree with that. It just depends on what her priorities are.
I know people are going to get mad about this, but I think her priorities are herself.
Well, and every politician's priority is in some way themselves. But I think at this moment, the question will be whether she sees helping herself as helping the Democratic Party. That's the question. Is whether she sees her interest in the same interest as the Democratic Party or not. Because if you follow out the logic that I'm talking about here about 2012, clearly her interests under that scenario aren't in the interests of the Democratic Party. So I think that, you know, I'm hopeful that at the end of this process there will be a convergence, that Hillary Clinton will see that her interests need to unify with the interests of the Democratic Party.
Now, the other thing that bothers me is, I don't know, how could we even stand a Bush third term through McSame? I mean, oh, man, what would you do if he won the election?
Well, you know, I think, look, again, this might get me in trouble with some liberals, but in some ways, I think it's a very good thing what's happened with the nomination both of McCain and of Obama or Clinton, whoever it may be. And what I mean by that is that look, John McCain does have some of the same positions as George Bush. I would be appalled if he becomes the president. But he is not the at least his record has been somewhat different from Republican orthodoxy on issues like big money and campaign contributions and lobbyists and global warming. And look, he's tacked all the way back to the right, and so that's why I don't want him to be president, because you don't exactly know where he is at all, and especially with the war, he's awful in the war. But the point here is that he does make angry the right people in that party. Right, I mean, like, sometimes you have to judge people a little bit by who their enemies are. Jim Dobson doesn't like McCain at all. Grover Norquist hates McCain. The money establishment in the Republican Party hates McCain. I don't like McCain either, okay? But the fact that he has those enemies says to me, look, there's some real change happening in that party, or potentially he represents a shakeup. And whether that means that whether it's a good thing, it's a good thing for two reasons. One, I think it kind of weakens that party a little bit, which is a good thing. And two, I think, you know, especially when you look at Huckabee, how well Huckabee did with his economic populist rhetoric, I think there's like a fundamental earthquake happening here in the electorate in general, saying, look, we want a change from all this. And I think the same thing's going on in the Democratic Party. And as somebody who thinks the establishment and the status quo is really the root of our problems in this country, I think that kind of earthquake on both sides is a really good thing.
Well, I would agree with you about the status quo, but I'll tell you something. I don't know. I don't think anybody knows John McCain, because John McCain doesn't know John McCain. John McCain says something different every 5 minutes.
I agree.
And,
with that.
And he even, you know, he'll introduce bills and then not support his own bills. I mean, the guy has. He just.
I'm not defending him. I'm really not defending him.
I think he wins. We're in trouble.
I agree with you. All I'm saying, though, is that I think that between McCain winning the nomination and Huckabee doing so well on an economic populist platform, I think what it says is that the Republican, that rank and file Republican voters, okay, aren't happy with that party and want a change. And it's the same thing that's happening in the Democratic Party. And what I'm saying is that this is really a bipartisan, not to use my own phrase, but a bipartisan uprising. And I certainly want Obama and or Clinton to beat McCain. certainly, because I agree with you. McCain represents more war, and he represents a bunch of whole bunch of bad policies. But the point here is, underneath whichever candidates we're talking about here, there is a major, major impulse for change that I've never really seen in my lifetime.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope you're right. Okay, we hope to see you on Friday. And
I can on Friday. I'm going fly fishing with my dad for his 60th birthday.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah, it's going to be cool. We're going up to Salida.
That's all right, though. We got a rock and roll band in here on Friday, Wasabi, after 9 o'clock, so we don't need you.
Well, come on Monday. We'll talk about my column then.
All right, that's fine. Monday, you're booked.
Okay, thanks, man.
All right, thanks, David.
I'll see you soon.
All right. There's David Sirota, the world's smartest man, and so we'll have him on Monday. 8:24, 24 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, let's get back to it. 303-713-7600, your reaction to last night's results in both Indiana and North Carolina, and the lingering question, should Hillary Clinton drop out? And what about the bitterness between the two sides, which is evident today by some of the email that I'm getting, and how do we heal that situation up? And what's in it for Hillary Clinton if she stays in the race? I mean, there's just so many different questions to ask here and so many different things to answer. So 303-713-7600, you're more than welcome to give your opinion, because that's what we're all about. 8:25, 25 minutes after 8, not opinion, fact. Here's John Turk with traffic.
This accident on southbound 225 at Mississippi really slowing things down on both sides of the highway in Aurora. Speeds are in the teens on the southbound side from I-70 down to the accident. Northbound is almost more affected with single-digit speeds from Parker Road to Mississippi. Downtown, a lot of standing water making a mess of the AM commute. Northbound 25 running real slow, single-digit speeds from Evans to Colfax. Southbound seeing speeds in the teens from 120th down to Colfax as well. Also got a lot of traffic on the turnpike westbound at Sheridan, eastbound beginning at Federal, and highways all around the metro really running a little bit behind this morning. Also working accidents westbound 76 at 120th, Tower Road at Iliff, and southbound 25 at Highway 119 up in Longmont. Traffic light malfunctions going on as well, Santa Fe and Evans, and Wadsworth at the Boulder Turnpike. Today's forecast, look for scattered thunderstorms and rain throughout the day. Afternoon highs will also be cooler, reaching the mid.
Stop by Napa Auto Parts today and enter to win a Napa-branded iPod Nano. The amazingly lightweight and compact 4-gig Nano holds up to 2,000 songs, 4 to 8 hours of video, and up to 7,000 photos, which will look great on its backlit 4-color LCD display. One iPod Nano will be given away at each participating Napa Auto Parts store. Napa, get the good stuff. Get the good stuff!
Use your economic stimulus check for a down payment and we'll match it up to $600. Jack with Jack Micey Heating and Cooling here with this special offer. No interest and no payments for 1 year available now on a purchase of any new American Standard comfort system. Now you can afford to install a new American Standard air conditioner this summer. Call Jack Micey Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541 for a free estimate. That's 303-463-8541. Proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network and the Better Business Bureau.
Is rather fitting, considering it's called the 60-0 event. And as the name very precisely states, it lasts 60 days. So, qualified buyers have now until June 2nd to take advantage of special lease rates as well as 3.9% APR financing. There's never been a better time to buy a certified pre-owned Lexus that comes backed by a 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty and the assurance of 24-hour roadside assistance. So if you've been waiting for the right time to buy a certified pre-owned Lexus, act before June 2nd. Because by the time this commercial is over, there will be 60 less seconds left in the 60-0 event. Only at Stevenson Lexus of Frederick, Stevenson Lexus of Lakewood, and Cooney Lexus. To learn more, visit LexusCPO.com.
Warranty runs 3 years from your date of purchase or 100,000 total vehicle miles. See your participating Lexus dealer for details about roadside assistance and the certified pre-owned program.
There's a situation on the 110 with an 18-wheeler being pursued right now by what looks like a pack of Irish wolfhounds.
What?
That's right, Jim. It's a Petco semi heading to the spring truckload sale, and there's a very coordinated pet effort to bring this truck to a stop.
Any end in sight, Sheila?
Well, a band of tabbies have set down a spike roadblock, so yeah, I see this resolved very shortly.
Pets love the truckload sale. Get $10 off 15-pound bags or larger of organics and ultra-mix dog and cat food and up to $7 off select large bags of Hill Science diet dog food at Petco, where the pets go.
Best gift ever.
Brought to you by Radio Shack.
My mom loves pink. She's got the pink shoes, the pink car, even her poodle's wearing pink. So for Mother's Day, I'm heading to Radio Shack for the Pink Palm Central from Sprint. With touchscreen navigation, a QWERTY keyboard, and an MP3 player, she'll be rocking out, meet a starlet who loves her look, ask her to be her stylist, and soon everyone's wearing pink, and my mom's living in a huge mansion that's, you guessed it, pink. And all because of the awesome deal I got on a Sprint phone at Radio Shack. In pink.
Don't just buy stuff.
Do stuff.
Nobody's talking about the speech that a reverend made 3 years ago.
Give us more reason to be an informed voter rather than getting into this drama.
People are getting so wound up with this nutty stuff, and the real issues, this illegitimate war, the economic insecurity, and the lying.
Tell me that you'll open your eyes.
Hillary and Obama, when this is all over, have to come together to support the winner.
There is a great opportunity here for the Democrats.
AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Question is, can the Democrats capitalize on it? That's the question. 8:29, 29 minutes after 8. J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms. Well, it's raining out there now. And a high of 67. I'm only reading what the man says. Or the woman says, who put this together. Your reaction to last night's results, in which I was shocked that Hillary Clinton only beat Barack Obama by 2 percentage points. Felicia in Denver. Felicia, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I'm basically calling. I'm an African-American female voter, native of Denver, Colorado. And I'm calling because since 1988, I've been voting, and I voted for Dukakis. I voted for every white Democratic candidate since I've been able to vote. And I don't believe for one second that the African-American vote is based on race. We did not vote for Alan Keyes. We did not vote for Al Sharpton. And I think, and we didn't obviously come 100% behind Jesse Jackson. And I think it's offensive when the white community, especially some of those that are supporting Hillary Clinton, assume that the black community has turned on Hillary Clinton or has turned on the white elected establishment in the country, let alone, you know, in our own state government. I think it's absolutely just insulting. I mean, I think that the African-American community has been the conscience of the United States of America for a long time, making it look at itself and what it's done for many, many years. And I think this is just another one of those moments. I would never vote for Alan Keyes. I don't know any black people that have voted based on a black candidate. We've had so many opportunities to get 100% behind a black candidate. They've been morons. They have not stood for the issues that the African-American community is concerned about, wages. I mean, we are the working class. I mean, the country, we've been the working class since the inception of this country. I mean, working for free if we want to go there. But I think to imply that we're not working class, that we're only voting on race, is just the most offensive thing I've ever heard. And I've never thought in a million years. I mean, and I've heard over time and time again that the Democratic Party has taken the black vote for granted. And I think this is one of the first times that I've ever really seen that that could possibly be the truth. That our vote has never been respected as the base of the party, and that regardless of how, you know, conservative Bill Clinton was, you know, when he ran as a DLC Democrat, there were so many things that he's done that I totally disagree with policy-wise. But I stood with Bill Clinton because I know that in the Democratic Party, that's my party. That's where I belong. That's where I fit in. That's where my voice is heard. And so to hear people just dismiss the African-American vote is just, I think, a tragedy for the Democratic Party.
Well, it shows how really disconnected we are, whites and blacks. And it also shows how we really need to really sit down and address this problem in a rational manner and try to understand each other better. I think, I mean, my feeling is that African Americans vote for who they think the best candidate is, not based on the color of the candidate's skin.
Right.
I really believe that. I think there are some who do vote on the color of the candidate's skin, but you know, there are whites who do that too, and there are also Hispanics who do it too. I mean, you can't look at a whole group of people and say, okay, this is what they do.
Right.
I mean, that's
Hispanics
ridiculous.
Hispanics also voted for Mayor Webb. Whites voted for Mayor Webb.
That's right.
The blacks voted for Mayor Pena. We don't. The blacks and Hispanics do not vote on that. We have serious issues that we care about. We have been oppressed, and we have been struggling to make it and to be in the middle class in this country for years. Those are the issues we care about, trying to get our kids into college. We don't care about someone who's black that's up there talking like an idiot that we don't support. If you're not talking about the things that are going to help the black community, we do not support you. And it doesn't matter what your race is. And I believe that for my Latino brothers and sisters as well. They don't vote just on those issues. And I don't believe white people just vote on those issues, but it's apparent to me that that might be more of the thinking when it comes to voting than other demographics in the country, because I think
there is some of that, but I think there's some of it in everybody, and I think the media is exploiting it by banging the drum about
he
has trouble with white ethnics. I wanted to ask last night. I wanted to ask these folks last night, what do you consider to be a white ethnic? Do you consider a white ethnic to be somebody who lives in the Polish Triangle in Chicago? Do you consider a white ethnic to be somebody who lives in an Italian neighborhood in New York? I mean, what do you consider a white ethnic to be? What does that whole thing, white ethnic, mean? What does that mean?
I just want to say that I have heard so many ridiculous terms when it comes to race. My best friend grew up Catholic. She's African-American. There's an African-American Catholic community in Denver. I mean, it is so ridiculous. There's African-American Catholic communities all over the country. And to say that the white Catholics and, you know, everything's about if you're white and then you're this and you're white and you're that, but then to dismiss every other demographic in the country as if we're somehow morons and we don't know what we're doing.
Well,
I think we do know what we're doing, and I think that Barack Obama is exactly what the country needs right now. It's what the world needs, is somebody who is rational, who thinks, who doesn't just say the most ridiculous things like we're going to obliterate Iran. I'm sorry. I don't want more war. That's a big issue for me. I don't want more war, but what I don't want is more death of innocent people because of the powers that be. I don't agree with that. And there's just other things that it's not that Hillary, I think she's always been someone that I respected and that I like and that I was rooting for. But I think her vote for the war, this is issue-oriented. This isn't about just Hillary and some of the things that she's been doing in this past campaign. This is before the election and all the crazy rhetoric that's
the trouble,
coming out
the, look,
of
the campaign. The bottom line trouble is we don't understand each other. That's the bottom line trouble. And the bottom line trouble, no, blacks and whites do not understand each other. And
I disagree.
Wait,
I've lived in Colorado all my life, which is a white state, and I've gotten along with everybody here. And
getting
I think
along,
there's a lot of African-Americans that relate to the white community.
There might not be whites that relate to the black community, but there's lots of blacks that relate
to the white community.
Getting along, though, is different from understanding, and the fact is that most... I'll bet you if you went around and asked people, most white people, the only African-Americans that they know and that they associate with are the ones that they associate with at work. Very few of them have African-American friends, okay? That's, I've noticed that every place I've lived, and I've lived all over the country. And we need to have an open discussion in this country about race. Felicia, thank you. I appreciate the call.
All right. Bye.
Thanks. I really think we need to. 8:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Now we need to have a discussion about traffic.
Yeah, we do, Jay. Traffic still crawling on both sides of 225 due to that earlier crash on the southbound side at Mississippi. It's not much better elsewhere around the metro due to all the standing water and the rain this morning. I-25 in Colfax, a major problem area. We see backups that extend for miles on both sides beginning at Colfax. Turnpike also real sluggish as reports of high standing water. That's near the Broomfield Event Center. It's also affecting both sides of the highway. Look out for light light malfunctions going on at Wadsworth and U.S. 36. In Weld County, accident southbound I-25 at Highway 119 involving two cars. And on the south end, C-470 also calling for eastbounders starting at Santa Fe and for westbounders in a couple areas, first from Quebec to Lucent and again from Ken Carl to 285. Today's forecast, partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms and rain on and off throughout the day. Expect a high around 66 degrees, right now 50 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Refresh eye drops. They can't stop traffic jams, but they will make your eyes feel better. Refresh, it does what it says. Refresh eye drops are available in the eye care aisle at a...
Yo, it's mycarnow.com.
Check it out.
And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's mycarnow.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. Cause zero down delivers. It's mycarnow.com. The selection is sick and with guaranteed credit approval, you can be driving today. What you waiting for? ItsMyCarNow.com.
Own your new motorhome just in time for your summer vacation and get all of your diesel fuel free for the whole year. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at all RV America locations, Wheatridge, Aurora, and Loveland. Free lunch. Huge price slashing on motorhomes, travel trailers, and fifth wheels. Deals approved on the spot. Bring your trade. RVAmericaInc.com for details. RVAmericaInc.com.
Use your economic stimulus check for a down payment and we'll match it up to $600. Jack with Jack Micey Heating and Cooling here with this special offer. No interest and no payments for 1 year available now on a purchase of any new American Standard comfort system. Now you can afford to install a new American Standard air conditioner this summer. Call Jack Micey Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541 for a free estimate. That's 303-463-8541. Proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network and the Better Business Bureau.
Looking to fly nonstop from Denver to Raleigh-Durham or Philadelphia? Southwest Airlines can get you to Raleigh-Durham or Philadelphia nonstop starting May 10th. Just another example of how Southwest Airlines is taking you farther on nonstop flights. Visit southwest.com.
You are now free to move about the country.
Everyone's talking about going green these days. But we'd all like more information on where and how to do it. The Sustainable Living Online Expo brought to you by Chevrolet is the answer. You'll find local speakers, green businesses, local organizations, forums where you can share your ideas with others, and much more will be added every week. The Sustainable Living Online Expo, or SLOE, spelled S-L-O-E. Find it now on am760.net. If you're a business who'd like to get involved, call 303-713-8595. That's 303-713-8595.
You've probably heard the buzz. Pay off your mortgage in a few years. Build equity rapidly. Ever wonder about those expensive programs they're selling for thousands of dollars? Wonder no longer, because American Guarantee Mortgage is making the original equity acceleration software available for just $199, which includes training. Call your equity acceleration experts, American Guarantee Mortgage, at 866-259-8206 or visit wealthspeed.com. That's wealthspeed.com.
Across the floor, puts her head on his shoulder. His eyes search for the door.
This guy is really unique, and he's opening for Robert Plant and Alison Krauss at Red Rocks, I think next month. T-Bone Burnett, whose brother was Johnny Burnett, who had out that song. I don't think we have it. You can look at it and look for it in the library, John, but I don't think we have it. She's 16, she's beautiful, and she's mine. And his brother was killed in a boating accident. No, so we don't have it. We might have the Ringo Starr version, but, you know, we don't have the Johnny Burnett. The Johnny Burnett version really rocks out, but T-Bone Burnett is Johnny's brother. And T-Bone Burnett produces a ton of people. We don't have it, do we? It's not a limitation on this record, this CD, this record library. Listen to me. Then this CD library drives me nuts. Let's get back to the calls at 303-713-7600. We're discussing last night's results. Here's Stephanie in Boulder. Stephanie, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Jay, I'm thrilled to talk to you. I listen to you every morning.
Oh, thanks.
And I feel like I have so much to say to you. I wanted to agree.
with a lot of the things that Felicia said, I think it was a caller named Frida earlier that said that black people pull the lever and vote for Obama simply because they're black, he's black. And I found that very insulting to the black community, although I'm not black. It's like the equivalent of saying that someone is rooting for a football team because of the color of their uniforms. It just assumes that they're not, you know, intelligent or informed about the issues, which I disagree with. and then I think another comment was about how people are turning on Hillary. And I want to say that, you know, I'm an educated white woman, middle-aged, and I used to be a huge Hillary fan. I thought that's exactly what the country needed was a woman president, you know, that, you know, let's give us a try. And I remember seeing Obama give his speech at the Democratic National Convention, and I was stunned, and I thought, gosh, he's a great future leader, you know, maybe in 2016 or something like that. But as this candidacy has gone on, I think I agree with you that it's the message that Hillary's gotten so wrong and has made me, you know, convert or turn on her, as Frida said, because it's just become more about her instead of what's good for the country. And it's all about timing. She would make a good president, probably, but Obama right now would make a better one. So it's nothing against her. It's just the timing and who's right for it right now.
Yeah. I think that's, you know, I think it's the message, and I think she comes across to a lot of people, not the Hillary supporters, certainly, but I think she comes across to a lot of people as somebody who is just determined, no matter what the situation is to push her way in when it's obvious that, you look at last night's results, I mean, she can only win Indiana by 2 percentage points.
And she said that she was coming from behind, but she was never behind in the polls in Indiana. She was up, you know, maybe 2 months ago by 16 and 10 points. I mean, she spins it, you know, like she's the comeback kid, but she's not. This was a shoe-in for her years ago. They said, you know, if she ran, she would be the candidate. And so I think what she felt was her right or her, you know, was just destined to be has really turned out differently for her. But last night when she was giving her speech, like her, you know, victory speech, the way she was spinning it, I was counting how many times she said, I, you know, I am happy. But, you know, and it really struck me that that's how she comes across to me. And this is, again, this is talk radio. This is just my opinion. But it seems to be all about her. And I think it would be good for her to step down at this point just to show that, you know, it's not about her. Maybe she'll make a good vice president. I don't know about that. But maybe a good cabinet position or, you know, but think more about her legacy and Bill's legacy than just try to, you know, win for the sake of winning.
Yeah, I think we should look at it this way. If she gets a nomination, we'll vote for her.
Right. Oh,
those of us who are Obama's supporters. But she gets increasingly, as this goes on, she gets increasingly hard to like. Not only that, but a lot of her supporters are hard to like. Like the woman who sent me the email about, you've beaten her up and blah, blah,
right.
blah. And I'm not listening to this radio station anymore. Well, fine. Don't listen to it. I mean, it's okay. It's whatever you want to do. But
yeah.
It's like, all right, you're right. I mean, it's talk radio.
Entertainment.
It gets me about how a lot of folks who listen to this radio station are either new to talk radio or they want it to be something that it's not intended to be, that we are not journalists.
But I think that whole definition has become so hard to peg. I mean, who is a journalist? We watch our name. I can't even watch our local news anymore. They're just pretty talking heads that are reading a prompter. They're not news makers or news, you know,
but it's the idea of like, well, you're not fair and balanced, well, or whatever cliche you want to use.
Yeah.
You're not fair, blah, blah, blah. But listen, two things. One, this is like an audio op-ed page, except you can react to it, which you can't do on any other radio station. And two, the other thing is I can't control nor dictate to what other hosts on this radio station say, and they can't do it to me. So if the majority of the radio station seems like that they support Barack Obama, hey, they each have their own show, their own opinions, and...
Well, and I think, I still listen to Mario on my way home, even though I disagree with a lot of things he's saying about Hillary and so forth. But, I mean, you can't just listen to people that agree with you. You have to make yourself think and to, you know, really know what you believe in and why. You have to listen to the people that are on the other side, too. I mean, I would encourage people, sometimes I try to listen to the right-wing talk shows just to see what they're saying, but you know, they just infuriate me. But I think you have to listen to other opinions to really know why you hold the ones that you have.
Well, you get it. So it's nice to know you're out there.
Thank you. I am a huge fan. I kind of have a crush on you, Jay. I love listening to you in the morning. And I have my three kids in the car, and they're all under the age of 8, and they all know you, too.
Well, I got to be. You know what? I got to keep that in mind and be careful about what I say.
Oh, and one last thing before I let you go. It really angers me when people get on here and they, like, talk over you and yell at you, because we are guests on your show. And I want to thank you for having me on. And I think you deal with people very nicely. You tolerate a lot of things that maybe you shouldn't have to.
I used to not tolerate it, but I do now because...
Well, we all mellow with age.
No, there's no sense in hurting and humiliating and just bullying people.
Doesn't make anyone feel better.
No, yeah. It sure doesn't, and it never solves anything. Thank you, Stephanie. I hope we meet in person.
Yes, thank you, Jay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, you know, somebody went on my Facebook page, and I've got one. If you got a Facebook page, go find me. And she's got, I don't want to say what her name is, but she's got a teenage son who listens to this show. You know, John, you and I got to keep that in mind. You know what I'm saying? I get a little carried away sometimes.
They hear worse stuff on the FM stations, Jay.
Yeah, but I don't want to be a part of that.
Way worse stuff.
I don't want to be a part of that, though.
All right, clean it up.
No, seriously. I mean, if Stephanie's got her kids in the car with her, okay, then we have a responsibility to act like well-adjusted adults, even if we're not. We just have to fake it. Don't you think?
You can. I'm going to be myself. I'm an open book, dude. You know? I hear what you're saying, but no, there's worse stuff. I mean, she's going to find more cleanly stuff here than she will on any of the FM channels.
I wouldn't know about that because I don't ever listen, with the exception maybe of KBCO.
Yeah, just listen to Willie B. in the morning sometime.
No, I don't listen to Willie B. I like him. He's a nice guy. I just don't, you know, I don't listen. I listen to KBCO or I listen to my stuff. All right, 8:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll listen to John about traffic.
That accident on 225 has been cleared, but still seeing stop-and-go conditions on both sides of the highway. For southbounders, it's busy from I-70 all the way down to Mississippi side of that accident. For northbounders, it's from the spillway to Mississippi as well. Still dealing with a lot of standing water around the city. I-25 creeping from 120th to Colfax as you drive south. And northbound from Bellevue to the Fax. Turnpike also filled up right now. Have reports of some flooding near the Broomfield Event Center. And we got a few accidents to relay. First, northbound Parker Road at Hamden, one at Monaco and Alameda, and Longmont and southbound 25 at Highway 119. And finally, this brand new one, southbound 25 at C-470, reports of a rollover accident there. Today's forecast, look for scattered thunderstorms and rain throughout the day. Afternoon highs will also be cooler, reaching the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and a high of 68. Right now, 50 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, professional contractors, get into Home Depot today. The Home Depot is the world's largest home improvement store and has what you...
Sustainable living, going green, whatever you want to call it, it's something we're all concerned about. Are you a business owner or manager who runs your business on sustainable practices? If so, we want you to be a part of our Sustainable Living Online Expo, or what we call SLO. We'll have audio presentations from experts in sustainable living, forums for visitors to interact and discuss how they're making a difference, and we'll have businesses like you. If you're interested in AM 760's SLO, then give us a call at 303-713-8595. That's 303-713-8595.
Hi, it's Leo Laporte, the tech guy here. I want to talk a little bit about traveling, business travel. That's a oxymoron. If ever I heard one, no one likes to travel for business. It's no fun. It's expensive, time-consuming. You fight rush hour traffic or worse, airport security, flight delays, stuck in the middle seat. I've got a much better way. GoToMeeting. You can hold meetings from your office, conference room, your home, with people anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. It's easy, it's fast, it's affordable. You launch meetings on the fly. You schedule them in advance if you want via Outlook. And during your conference call, everyone logs into GoToMeeting, and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's just magic. And it's affordable and simple. With GoToMeeting, you hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate, but I've got a better deal right now, 30 days free. Free! And a month of unlimited online GoToMeetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com and click the Try It Free button. The promo code is easy. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code easy, or click the web banner now.
Psst. Hey, you there. That's right, buddy. I'm talking to you.
Step away from the email.
You've got a mom, a wife, a grandma, a sister, right? Well, Mother's Day is May 11th. Hey, don't worry. Pro Flowers has you covered with bouquets from just $19.99. But you got to act now. Maximize your media player and click on the banner now. Or just go to ProFlowersOnlineRadio.com. Come on, what are you waiting for? Send Pro Flowers. For bouquets from $19.99, click on the banner or go to ProFlowersOnlineRadio.com.
It's time to put your tax rebate to work. Think about this. You can turn a short-term rebate into some long-term savings by making your home more energy efficient. With Energy Star qualified appliances from the Home Depot, you could save nearly $80 a year in energy costs. That's like getting a tax rebate every year. We offer thousands of Eco Options products that make it easy to save money, energy, and water throughout your house. So when you get your tax rebate, put it to work at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Via the television or the radio, or even the internet, that it must be true. Right? Now, I would suggest that you check things out for yourself and just not believe what somebody tells you. And I talk about Rocky's Autos every single day on this show. Well, I'll tell you something. I'm thankful that Rocky's Autos backs this program and backs this radio station. And I owe them for that. And they're my close friends. And I'm not going to joke around about that. I'm going to tell you that I don't mind having my name tied to them. That do they make mistakes? Yes. But that they try very, very hard to do the right thing. They have a huge selection of vehicles. They have matching down incentive, which will help you out. They want to see your trade-in, and they've got great people to work with. Spanky Herrera is one of them, and Uncle Fester's another one, and Freddie Labrato is another one, and Gerard Menard is another one, and they've just got good people out there. But don't believe what I'm telling you. Go out there and find out for yourself, because that's the best way to, well, basically to find out. So get out to 63rd and Federal. They're open tonight until 9, because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's Rockies, 63rd and Federal.
How much are you paying for Quest phone service? Think about it. Now you can get phone and internet from Comcast for one low price. $49.90 a month, every month. Introducing the new everyday double play from Comcast. Get Comcast Internet with McAfee security included. It's ideal for surfing, shopping online, and email. And you'll enjoy Comcast Digital Voice Local with more, with unlimited local calling and 12 popular features. Get phone and internet together for just $49.90 a month, every month, from Comcast. Two great services for less than you might be paying for Quest phone service. An offer this good doesn't come along every day. Until now. Call 1-800-COMCAST and save big. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to residential customers. Equipment, installation, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Activation fee may apply to digital voice. For details, call 1-800-COMCAST.
Oh! Woo!
I wanted to hear some James Brown.
I'm a mind reader.
Get up off of that thing and dance to you. You better
Get up off.
Well, how many of you miss James Brown?
Get up off.
I do. Nice guy, too. You know what? Nice guy. Get up off of that thing. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk to the American Civil Liberties Union about the groups that want to protest at the DNC. And then we'll get back to more of your calls about last night's results. All right? Everybody ready? Get up off of that thing.
Follow me. Get up off that thing.
Today on the Mario Solis Mario Show, we'll look at last night's numbers and debate the results.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ah, isn't this great? Just you and me.
Enjoying the great outdoors.
Ah, it is lovely.
Oh, who are you?
Me? Oh, well, I'm reminding everyone who loves the outdoors not to miss REI's biggest sale of the year, May 2nd through the 11th.
Couldn't you just run a TV commercial?
This isn't just any sale. We're talking savings of up to 30% on camping, cycling, hiking, paddling, and backpacking gear.
30%? Why didn't we hear about this?
Well, outdoor lovers are a little hard to reach. I've got a 30-mile hike to the next campsite.
You should go to REI now.
Good idea. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for an REI membership. REI members get 20% off one full-price item. Exclusions apply.
Wow, you're a handy person to know. Why don't you stick around?
Can't. I've got three streams and a mountain to climb before daybreak.
Will we ever see you again?
Oh, sure. Whenever there's another sale.
REI's anniversary sale is going on now. Hurry in and save 15% off all full-price boats. Visit one of REI's six convenient Denver area locations or shop REI.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Never say die as Hillary Clinton vows to fight on despite yesterday's less than hoped for primary performances.
Once again, I need your help to continue our journey.
This morning comes word from her campaign that she dug into her own pockets for nearly $6.5 million during the past month. Earlier this year, she donated $5 million to her campaign. As well as being stretched financially, Clinton stands on the brink after losing the North Carolina primary and narrowly beating Barack Obama in Indiana.
It is very difficult to see how Hillary Clinton finds a path to the nomination.
CBS News chief political correspondent Jeff Greenfield.
She can stay in the race and hope that somehow the Democratic Party decides to seat the Florida and Michigan delegations, but even that seems like a fantasy because the people who will make that ultimate judgment tend to be more for Obama than her.
The GOP nominee in waiting, John McCain's campaigning in Michigan today. At a town hall meeting in Rochester, he paused after a young woman stood behind him wearing a T-shirt that read, "John McCain doesn't care about our future." When the candidate spotted her, he said,
"You can sit down if you want to until I call on you, or you can remain standing."
When McCain did recognize her, the girl asked about his record on supporting equal pay for women. McCain answered by defending himself on the issue, which he says dealt with extending indefinitely the statute of limitations on women being able to sue for equal pay. People in Burma, also known as Myanmar, are growing increasingly desperate days after a cyclone devastated the country. Hungry crowds reportedly have taken to the streets. Reporter Andrew Chant has more from Bangkok, Thailand.
Some of the shops in the Delta did manage to reopen today, and there were some ugly scenes at these shops where people were just rushing in to grab any food they could get. I mean, they've been now without food and water for 5 days, so they're getting very, very desperate.
And an international relief effort has been stalled. An internal UN document charges the military rulers of Burma with dragging their feet, issuing visas to aid workers. More than 22,000 people died in the cyclone. Another 40,000 are still missing. No bottom yet to the slumping housing market. The National Association of Realtors says pending sales of existing homes fell to a new low last month. The group's Walter Maloney says once the mortgage market clears up,
we're looking for an improvement to begin this summer as access to more affordable credit becomes widely available.
Times are tough all over the country, but they're so bad in the San Francisco Bay Area city of Vallejo, California, the city council has voted unanimously to declare bankruptcy. Why the $16 million deficit? Mayor Osby Davis blames unaffordable union contracts.
Even in bankruptcy, we're going to have to sit down with the unions and still talk about trying to work out a strategy that makes us financially solvent for the years to come.
On Wall Street, a mixed picture today. The Dow is off 26 points, the NASDAQ up 4. This is CBS News.
Are we into the Olympics? Are you kidding? This is America. We high-five after meetings. We applaud when delayed planes land. We clap at the end of movies. I never got that, but anyway, you better believe we're going to go nuts for our Olympic athletes. Get U.S. Olympic Team Banking, only at Bank of America. You'll get the U.S. Olympic Team logo on your checks, check card, credit card, and statements. And we'll make a donation to the team with every check card or credit card purchase you make. Plus, with your U.S. Olympic Team Visa Rewards credit card, you'll earn points for cash, airline tickets, and cool Olympic merchandise. So go ahead and cheer when the fire department gets a cat out of a tree. Or some guy eats 37 hot dogs at the county fair. Let's show the Olympic team the same kind of spirit. This is America. Don't you belong at Bank of America? Bank of Opportunity. Member FDIC.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Whole lot of folks didn't need their alarm clocks this morning. Many waking up to thunder and lightning in the metro area. The National Weather Service says the storm moved in pretty quickly.
The heavy rain could cause some problems at some intersections like they always do on I-25 and places like that.
The storm is expected to stick around throughout the day and into the evening. Colorado lawmakers have called it quits, adjourning their session last night, one day before the mandatory deadline. Among the bills passed in the waning hours, a proposal asking voters to make it a lot harder to propose constitutional amendments. Gas prices have leveled off over the last few days, but the fear of $4 a gallon gas still looming as we get closer to Memorial Day. Colorado Democratic Congressman and Senate candidate Mark Udall has a plan to help now and in the future, including cutting off help for the big oil boys.
We had about $2.5 billion in tax cuts in the 05 energy bill. They're enjoying record profits. We ought to, redirect those tax breaks.
Udall also calling for a suspension of adding to the stockpile of the strategic oil reserves. As for Udall's GOP Senate opponent Bob Schaefer, his office is saying nothing about energy plans. And opponents of a valid proposal defining a fertilized egg as a person are warning it could have unintended consequences. They say it could bar doctors from treating women with cancer and even banning some forms of birth control. That proposed ballot measure being pushed by a coalition of anti-abortion activists. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's been a very difficult morning commute. This morning's drive will be late to recover. We're still seeing some single-digit speeds on I-25 in spots between the Tech Center and downtown. There's also significant delays on the Turnpike, this near Wadsworth and Sheridan. Standing water on the highway there. Speeds will dip into the 20-mile-an-hour range on northbound.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-503-0630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-503-0630. That's 1-800-503-0630.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy, but what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-451-3580. That's 1-800-451-3580. 1-800-451-3580.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-522-1164. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-522-1164. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-522-1164. That's 1-800-522-1164.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
And I didn't see any razor wire, but go ahead.
Well, I'm going from the court case that the district court in Boston was asked to rule on the restrictions of First Amendment rights and the infringement of the right to be able to reach your intended audience. And the court called this demonstration zone, compared it to an internment camp, called it an offense to the spirit of the First Amendment. But both the district court and the court of appeals said there wasn't enough time for full evaluation, not enough time to carry out any orders that the court might issue regarding the barriers and the physical limitations. And so there was therefore no time to remedy any First Amendment violations the courts might find. And they said, in future cases, if plaintiffs want to say that security arrangements infringe on First Amendment rights, those claims need to be brought to court much earlier to give the courts and the parties adequate time to analyze the challenge plans and the possible alternatives and enough time to order changes if a court determines that they're necessary. That's one reason that we filed the case now, even before we know what the restrictions are, because both the city and the Secret Service are not disclosing what they're planning, and they're saying that there might not be any information until next summer, which risks, I think, a repeat of we can't even see what the restrictions are until just a couple weeks before the convention. The other reason we filed the lawsuit is because some people have already submitted the paperwork to get applications for demonstrations that would use the streets. Denver calls those parades. And there's a process for securing permits for those. But Denver has said it won't even process those permits until some indefinite time in the future. The city says it's waiting for some kind of information from the Secret Service, which the Secret Service says might not be forthcoming again until sometime in the summer. And these folks that want to plan these demonstrations, they're talking about demonstrations that will try to recruit participants from across the country. And they need to be able to advertise and say, yes, we have a permit. Come to Denver. We want to communicate our views on this subject before the delegates.
How close does everybody want to get?
Then that's the issue then of the what we expect will be called a demonstration area near the convention. What the court cases say is that if there's a legitimate regulation that prohibits the public from being in what's an ordinarily public place, but there's a reason, a legitimate reason for saying not today or not this close, there has to be an alternative means of communication within sight and sound of the intended audience. So that general formula is what the courts wind up saying in all the cases. So people want to get within sight and sound of the delegates. They want to be able to be seen. They want to be able to hear their chants. They want their chants to be able to be heard by the delegates. Ideally, they would like the opportunity to be able to distribute literature.
What about those who may show up with plans to disrupt?
If people engage in illegal activity, the police, of course, should do something to stop that. But I think that First Amendment rights should not be suppressed because of the possibility that other people, people who want to peacefully exercise their First Amendment rights, should not be denied that opportunity because there might be a few others who want to engage in illegal activity.
No, I don't think it should be either. I think it's a question that most people would raise, and that's the reason that I asked it, because I think most people would bring that up. They would say, well, wait a minute, this is all well and good, but what happens if we get people who want to, you know, create mayhem? And, you know, I just think that question needed to be answered.
Sure, and you know, this has been an issue with the national political conventions going back a number of years. And what's happened is that it's often arisen before the conventions that law enforcement has attempted to strike some balance between their concerns for security and the First Amendment rights of the public and potential protesters. And when there's been time for the court to review those restrictions, the courts have disagreed with law enforcement about the proper balance. The exception is Boston in 2004, where the courts complained about this case was brought to us just on the eve of the convention and there's not enough time. Law enforcement's concerns for security, I think, have become more pronounced since 9/11, and Boston was also the first of the political conventions to take place after 9/11. But we are very concerned that 9/11 is just becoming, it's becoming too easy for law enforcement to say the word security and then ask for almost complete deference to the measures it wants to take in the name of security. And I think that First Amendment rights are sometimes getting short shrift in law enforcement's analysis of the proper balance.
Yeah. Well, I think you know what you're saying here about 9/11 is absolutely true. 9:15, 15 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and we have Mark Silverstein of the ACLU on. He is a legal director of the Colorado chapter. I think back to 2004, I don't think that what they did at that particular time was good. I mean, I don't think that the people that were there weren't that many people, but I mean, the people that were there who wanted to demonstrate were basically, you know, kept in a small area. But had they been allowed to roam free, though, then the other side of that would have been that we would have had absolute, complete, total mayhem in the back of the convention site, where we were all, you know, where the media was all housed. We would have had mayhem there. And then the 9/11 situation was ridiculous, because I remember one day having to spend the entire day inside this shut-down train station where they had the media, because they warned us, you know, if you're leaving, you better be back by such and such time, because, you know, you remember back in those days, they were fooling around with the alert levels, and they ended up locking the place down, so we were stuck and couldn't get out. Yeah, you're right, security-wise, I mean, they were overly paranoid. Seems to me there's some way to be able to work this out, so that the demonstrators can get their message across, but it doesn't cause mayhem getting it done.
Well, and of course, that's one of the reasons, you know, both the ACLU and some of the groups that want to organize protests have been trying to work with the city officials for almost a year now to iron out the plans for First Amendment activity during the convention. We had several face-to-face meetings last summer. There's been correspondence, But one of the problems is that the city people say that they can't really work this out because they're waiting for something from the Secret Service, which I think was expected to arrive months ago, but has not arrived, and it prevents an opportunity for some public discussion or even negotiation about the arrangements for protest activity for the areas that will be under the police department's control. There's nothing we can't even make suggestions about. Maybe this would accommodate First Amendment rights better while not jeopardizing security concerns. Can you take a look at this idea? We can't even have that discussion because there's nothing on the table. And if the non-disclosure continues up till the eve of the convention, there won't be time, I mean, not only for discussion, but there wouldn't even be time for the judicial review that has proved important in the past.
Yeah, I think you have a legitimate case, but I think there's no question about it. Even though, personally, you know, having those folks there, I mean, if it gets too, you know, too bizarre, I mean, it's just, I think to myself, oh, my God, you know, what a hassle this is going to be. But that's, you know, that's the way it goes. I mean, free speech is not convenient. So I think you definitely have a case. I mean, the only people who bother me, really, are this group Recreate 68. I mean, I got news for them. This isn't 1968, and it's not going to be 1968. And I'm sorry that you weren't born in 1948 or 49 so that you could have been there in Chicago and gone through all of that. I mean, it's not going to be that again. And if they try to make it that way, then it's going to get sloppy and it's going to get messy, and nobody is going to come out ahead in this deal. But if you got people who basically have legitimate grievances, they want to, or even illegitimate grievances, and they want to, you know, make their feelings known, the city and the feds certainly should accommodate them and let them know what the plans are, so that, you know, everybody can sit down and work something out.
I mean, sure. The important thing to do, and it can be a challenge, is to accommodate the rights of people who want to express their First Amendment rights peacefully and legally, and at the same time without jeopardizing the ability to deal with people who might cross the line and engage in activity that is violent and disruptive and threatens the First Amendment rights of all. But to suppress the First Amendment activity in advance or have unjustified restrictions because of a fear that that a few, what the police would call troublemakers or disruptors, are going to come in and do something, I think that's speculative. All the groups that are our clients are asking for permits to engage in peaceful and lawful, constitutionally protected activity, and that's the government agencies have to work to accommodate that.
Yeah, I think they do. I really think they do. And you know something, whether it's speculation or not speculation, we're not gonna get any further here about anything unless they're willing to sit down and talk and try to work something out. And as long as they keep dragging their feet, you're right, it's gonna get tougher and tougher to come to some kind of accommodation. And you just can't shut people's First Amendment rights down simply because, you know, of convenience, or you just don't want them there, or whatever the case may be. You have to accommodate them, and I wish you good luck with the court case. I mean, I hope you force them into coming to the table and discussing this stuff so that it can be worked out and that we can have everybody can have a convention that they can be proud of.
Yes, I hope so too. You know, in my understanding is that in Boston in 2004, you know, there's a what's called the security perimeter. Inside that, the Secret Service has ultimate control over security, and then outside that area, the regular municipal authorities maintain control.
I just saw it. You know, all I saw was Boston police.
But my understanding is that in Boston, like months before the convention, the city was sitting down and talking with the ACLU and the National Lawyers Guild
that are thinking about voting for McCain. You guys call him McSame.
McSame, McCain.
McPain, with a P. he is not the right road for America. He would put your granddaughters in war. He would put your dogs in war. And he doesn't care about anything else about his right-wing Republican buddies, cronies. And
I just see him as being like a totally, and maybe he'll change this, but right now I just see him as being a totally clueless human being.
Well, the thing is, we really can't tell right now because another bad thing is that if he gets back in the presidency, they're going to reroute the Congress again towards the Republican agenda. And it's really not the president that runs the Congress, as we found out. It's the Congress that runs the presidency.
Well, I'll tell you something. That's why we need to run the Congress. That's why it's so important to put Mark Udall in the Senate. And that's why it's important for people to reach into their pockets and pony up $5, $10, $25, or even $75. And I know times are tight and things are tough, but we need to make sure that we control the Congress. And there's not enough emphasis on this problem. And I'll tell you what, I don't know about you, but I do not want Oil Boy Bob to be my senator.
Neither do I.
You know, Mr. Marianas Islands, I'm sorry, I don't want that. And I don't think that'd be good for the state of Colorado, but more important, I don't think it'd be good for the United States of America. I think that we need to realize that we've got to work things out. We've got to put our nose to the grindstone on multi levels here. I don't know if it's good for Hillary to stay in. I don't know. I don't understand. I'm not sure exactly what it is she thinks is going to happen. I don't get that. She thinks she's going to sway the superdelegates and somehow snatch the thing. I don't know what she thinks she's going to do by staying in. And if she beats him up to the point where it makes it hard for him to get elected,
Yeah, those Democrats that are going to vote for McCain just because Obama's in there need to grow up. I mean, they really need to grow up. That's all I had.
Well, I just don't want to see. I don't want to see her get to the point where she makes it really, really tough. That's all. You know what? Other than that, I mean, if she wants to stay in and debate issues, fine, go for it. But if you're going to beat the guy up, then buzz off. I guess that's where I'm coming from.
Yep.
All right, Art.
Yep.
Thanks, man.
Right.
Here's Will in Broomfield. Will, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I want to say, number one, I voted for Hillary in the caucus. Number two, I think Barack Obama would be a great president. And number three, I want Hillary to stay in the race, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, please do.
Democratic turnout for these primary and caucus races has been phenomenal. And as longer the race goes on, the more people get energized, the more they contribute money, the more they get out and vote. And I think that's going to carry out in November. It's like Dean's 50-state strategy in 2006. You make every state viable. More people, I looked it up this morning, more people voted in the Democratic primary in North Carolina for Democrats than voted for the Democratic ticket in 2004, and they had one of their favorite sons, John Edwards, on the ticket back then. There's three times as many people voted for Democrats as Republicans last night. That's phenomenal. And when you get out the vote, Democrats win. So I want Hillary to stay in the race. I want her to get people out to vote. I don't care for who, Hillary or Obama, in Kentucky, in Montana, in Oregon. They're going to get out and vote, and that's going to carry over to the November election.
Well, I hope you're right about that. I just do not want her to engage in behavior that will make it rough for him to win a general election. And, as long as she wants to get on and debate the issues, I that's fine. But if she wants to do what she has been doing, which is to throw everything at him but the kitchen sink, and
it hasn't been working. It didn't work in North Carolina.
Well, listen, it hasn't worked for anybody, okay?
Because
on the Republican side, you might remember back, Mitt Romney tried it, and look what happened with him.
Exactly.
I think the public's sick of it.
Well, if they're sick of it, they seem to be translating it to the ballot box, because the public opinion polls, they got negative impressions of mainstream media. They've got negative impressions of the way they're covering this right thing. more people think that McCain is hurt by his relationship to Bush than they are Obama's relationship to Reverend Wright. All these slam tactics aren't working. What is working is that Hillary and Obama are staying in the news every day. They're hitting the stump in every single state. They're getting people contributing money. They're getting people voting. And that's what's going to win in November. I think this is good news. If Hillary stays in all the way to the convention, I say great.
You know something, though? On a practical level, I don't see how she can. Not out of ideology, but out of money.
Well, if, you know, I want her to stay in as long as possible. If she bows out, say, with a dignified good luck, and let's carry on, and let's all vote for Obama in November, I say that's great, too. And she said that. She will vote for the Democratic nominee. And I think that the people who voted for her, I am one of them, will also vote for the Democratic nominee. And I think I feel a lot more optimistic about November today than I did yesterday, because I looked at the results. People are voting for Democrats.
Yeah.
And when the turnout is high, Democrats win.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And Joseph Biden made the exact same point. So I think you've got a really, 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 I think you got a valid point. Will, thank you, man. I appreciate you taking time.
You bet.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. 9:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and Mr. Turk does traffic.
Still dealing with standing water on I-25 at Colfax on both sides of the highway. Pretty lengthy delays can be expected southbound after I-70 and northbound the Tech Center, beginning around Bellevue. Now it's just going to get worse. Reports of an accident northbound I-25 just before 225. On 225, it's starting to shape up a little bit, but small pockets of congestion southbound from I-70 to Colfax and again after Parker Road. C-470 also still busy, especially in the approach to I-25 from Highlands Ranch. Got another accident out there, westbound I-70 at Chambers. Today's forecast, look for scattered thunderstorms and rain throughout the day. Afternoon highs will also be cooler, reaching the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and a high of 68. Right now, 52 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Fly Frontier nonstop from Denver to more than 60 cities across North America. Convenient schedules, easy access to concourse.
Announcing the Orbit Sizzlin' Hot Vegas Sale. What, you ask, is this sale all about? Well, by removing the G from sizzling, Orbitz is able to pass along the savings to you. So you'll save $50 off vacation packages to Vegas for 3+ nights. Hit the town, lay out poolside, or try your luck at the tables. But when you think Vegas, think the Orbitz Sizzlin' Hot Vegas Sale and leave off the last G for savings. Visit Orbitz.com to book your Vegas trip today.
Valid for travel 324 through 831-08, booked by 518-08. See site for details.
Purchase of a new diesel motorhome. Take advantage of this $30 million inventory reduction at all locations Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Save thousands on motorhomes, travel trailers, and fifth wheels, Allegro, Newmar, Monaco, Beaver, Safari, and more. And get 1 year of diesel fuel free. All locations, Wheatridge, Aurora, and Loveland. RVAmericaInc.com for details. RVAmericaInc.com.
Everyone's talking about going green these days, but we'd all like more information on where and how to do it. The Sustainable Living Online Expo, brought to you by Chevrolet, is the answer. You'll find local speakers, green businesses, local organizations, forums where you can share your ideas with others, and much more will be added every week. The Sustainable Living Online Expo, or SLOE, spelled S-L-O-E. Find it now on am760.net. If you're a business who'd like to get involved, call 303-713-8595. That's 303-713-8595.
As a professional contractor, some things are a given. You need the right products, you need the right prices, and you need the Home Depot. We have extended hours and convenient locations, so wherever your job site is, we're close by and open. And our price match guarantee will meet and beat any lower price by 10%. In other words, we have everything you need to grow your business. At the Home Depot, you can do it, we can help. Now through May 14th, get 10% off full pallets of GAF Elk shingles. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Flying from Denver to Los Angeles or San Jose? Southwest Airlines can get you to Los Angeles and San Jose nonstop starting May 10th. Just another example of how Southwest Airlines is taking you places nonstop. Visit southwest.com.
You are now free to move about the country.
The Fricke Law Firm appreciates parents educating their teens about driving safely. However, we still lose over 5,000 kids per year. Major factors include inexperience, reckless driving, passengers, cell phones, text messaging, and not wearing seatbelts. Please caution your kids, because even though we can't always be with them, our words can. This is from the Fricke Law Firm in Denver, serving you with fairness and integrity in accident and injury litigation. Call the Fricke Law Firm at 59 Legal. They are reminding everyone to buckle up for safety.
Good morning, 941, 41 minutes after the hour here. AM 760, Progressive Talk, J-Mart.
And rain. Sudden storms off and on.
High today around 67. Maybe. Could be warmer or could be colder. Okay, it's open phone. 303-713-7600. K and Centennial. K, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
I can answer that question.
Okay.
They're coming.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you, but they're coming. And the ad that you see for Bob Schaefer, for oil boy Bob.
Yeah, with the kids.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
Those poor kids. That's not run by the Schaefer campaign. That's run by a 527.
Oh.
So that has nothing to do with Oil Boy. That has to do with a 527. But the way the political landscape works is it works like this. That usually you don't get into the heat of things until after Memorial Day.
Oh, really?
And then that's when stuff really starts. Now, Progress Now has got a really funny ad about, and they're not connected to the Udall campaign. They're just doing this by themselves. They've got a really funny parody ad about Thank You, Bob, which they're looking for donations to run. They need $25,000, I think it is, to get it on the air. So if, you know, all of us, like, threw them $10, and we get enough people to do it, they would get the money to be able to get it on the air. And it's the ad. You can go to their website and see it. The ad is hysterical.
It's progressnow.com?
Yeah, or org.
Okay.
It's progressnowaction.org.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Well, that's good to know, because I was like, well, what are you doing with my money, Mark?
No, what he's doing is that stuff's all being done. But it takes a tremendous amount of money to run here. And
Oh, yeah. The
thing that scares me is that people are going to sit back and that they're going to say, well, it's a Democratic year and I don't have to do much. And they're fixated on Obama, Clinton. But what they really need to do is they need to dig down and give this guy $10 or $15 or $25.
Exactly.
Or whatever they can afford, because we don't want to send oil boy Bob to the Senate for us.
Well, you know, I wish they would educate the people who call a little more into what you just said to me, because I said to the young lady the other night, I said, well, I really don't want to give again because I haven't seen any results from my money, and can you tell me where it's gone?
And what did she say?
She goes, no, I can't. She goes, and I said, you're not getting paid, right? She goes, no. And I said, so what exactly is happening to the money, because I see these ads for paper, and I don't see any for Udall. And she goes, I can't answer that question.
Well, she probably can't answer because she probably doesn't know. But I'm going to tell you
right.
I'm going to tell you this much: it takes a tremendous amount of money to do this. My wife Mary volunteers for his campaign 4 days a week, and sometimes 5 days a week. You can't believe the expense that it takes to run this thing. I mean, it is really, really expensive. And we've given a lot of money. We've got a ton of money. But it does. I mean, but people who call to solicit for funds, and they're all volunteers, a lot of that information about the campaigns, that they're not given that information. That information is not passed down to them.
Uh-huh.
And in some degrees, you don't want that information passed down to them. You know what I'm saying?
No, because I think it would be helpful.
Well, I mean, you could have them say, okay, it goes for this and it goes for that, but you really don't want to just pass on to people what's going on inside
well, no,
a political
but
campaign.
If she had said, that, you know, full ads generally come out after Memorial Day, we're going to be running some.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you got to assume anybody. Look, you have to assume anybody that's running for any high-profile federal office, Congress, Senate, or President, or whatever else.
Yeah. I can't hear you anymore.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Well, she can hear it on the radio. You got to assume that they're gonna run ads because you got to have airtime because you got to wage what they call an air war. So that stuff's gonna be there. Where things are gonna get messy is the 527s. Boy, you know, the Trailhead Group, which changes its name about 20 times because of some of the scurrilous, terrible things that it's done, some of the smears that it's launched. And I suppose we'll have a war on the Trailhead Group just like we did last time. Josh in Denver. Josh, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. What about yourself?
You know, today's the first day I've ever turned on a progressive talk station. I've always voted Republican. And in the last 6 months, you know, I've really kind of, you know, paying $900 a month for medical insurance and $4 a gallon for gas, I'm kind of looking at my options.
Yeah.
And I think Obama looks great. And the whole reason why I'm calling is, you know, I've always been kind of biased against Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. And I honestly believe wholeheartedly that she's staying in the race on purpose, deliberately, to kind of split the Democratic Party so she has a chance to run in 2012.
Well, that may be true. That may be true. But I believe this. I believe no matter what she does, when you get down to the bottom line, there's enough people out there like yourself and myself and everybody else who are tired of what's going on here. We're tired of it on all levels.
Oh, you're unbelievably tired of it.
And
you've got 4 kids and $900 a month in my paycheck.
Yeah.
Goes to pay for medical insurance.
That's right.
Some bonehead has just totally left the office alone and not come out and talk to the people. It's ridiculous. But
yeah.
I think Hillary's doing it on purpose because she's that self-serving.
Well, you know what? I think so, too. But I still think that we'll be able to overcome this in November because there are a lot of folks like you and me and everybody else who just says, hey, we can't continue to keep going the way we are. And one great thing about Obama, and I don't know if anybody noticed this last night or not, and noticed over the last couple of weeks, this is a guy who will tell you what he thinks and what he believes, even if it's painful and even if it's not the easy way. And I think the example of that is the gas tax situation, in which he just said, no, it's not going to work. I know because I voted for it once before in the state legislature in Illinois. And I'm sorry to tell you that there are no easy shortcuts to this. And I think that that's what this country really needs, is somebody who is going to, for once, level with us and drop the truth on us, even if the truth sometimes is going to hurt.
Well, I believe that things are so bad right now that I'm willing to make a 180-degree turn completely to try something different. And Obama's the guy, and he's got my vote.
Yeah, I think you're right. Josh, thank you, man.
Thanks.
All right, we'll see you. 9:49, 49 minutes after the hour here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, John Turk with traffic.
Jay, it's been one long, nasty, and busy Wednesday morning commute here. Started off with flooding downtown this morning around 5:30, 6 o'clock, and also happening in Boulder. We're still suffering from it. Northbound I-25, crawling, but speeds are starting to pick up a little bit from Happy Canyon to Lincoln Avenue, and again from Bellevue to Colfax. Southbound, it's going to be sluggish for you from Park Avenue to Spear. That's always the case. And again, from University to Yale. 225 also picking up. You'll see speeds dipping into the 30s as you head south after Yosemite, and still some standing water on the turnpike around the Broomfield Event Center, and seeing small delays on both sides of US 36. Today's forecast, partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms and rain on and off throughout the day. Expect a high around 66 degrees. Right now, 51 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What a long commute. It'd be great if you could snap your fingers and be at work. But what if you could snap your fingers and be at a job you really loved?
Yo, it's mycarnow.com.
Check it out.
And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's mycarnow.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. Cause zero down delivers. itsmycarnow.com. The selection is sick and with guaranteed credit approval, you can be driving today. What you waiting for? itsmycarnow.com.
Hi, it's Leo Laporte, the tech guy here. I want to talk a little bit about traveling, business travel. That's a oxymoron. If ever I heard one, no one likes to travel for business. It's no fun. It's expensive, time-consuming. You fight rush hour traffic or worse, airport security, flight delays, stuck in the middle seat. I've got a much better way. GoToMeeting. You can hold meetings from your office, conference room, your home, with people anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. It's easy, it's fast, it's affordable. You launch meetings on the fly. You schedule them in advance if you want via Outlook. And during your conference call, everyone logs in to GoToMeeting, and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's just magic. And it's affordable and simple. With GoToMeeting, you hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate, but I've got a better deal right now, 30 days free. Free! A month of unlimited online GoToMeetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com and click the Try It Free button. The promo code is easy. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code easy, or click the web banner now.
We've got those things going for us. But you know something? No matter how great this country is, life in general is not always going to be what we expect it to be. It's not always going to be a picnic. It's not always going to be an easy situation. But I firmly believe that every day that the sun comes up, even when it rains, we know the sun's out there, that every day the sun comes up, you have a chance to make something happen. And the worst thing you can do is drop to your knees and believe that you can't make anything happen. Now, if you're strained financially, particularly because of high gas prices, I'm going to urge you, I'm not going to tell you, I'm going to urge you, and you go check it out for yourself, to give Rocky's Autos a try. They're the most unique car store in Colorado, with a huge selection and more coming all the time of all kinds of vehicles, including gas savers. So you may be driving around town in something that's sucking up gas, getting like 15 miles to the gallon, where you can buy something that'll get you a whole lot more. And I'm happy to attach my name to Rocky's. I'm happy to stake my reputation on Rocky's, because Rocky's Autos really does try hard. They've got their matching down incentive, and they want to see your trade-in, and there's good people to see out there, like my bud Spanky Herrera, Freddie Labrado, and all the people at Rocky's are worth talking to. They're open tonight until 9, and they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. They're family-owned and operated, and they operate that way as a family, and they've been that way since 1982. So if your back is against the wall economically and you're uncomfortable, and particularly uncomfortable how much you're paying for gas, and you just say, man, I've had enough, do me a favor and just go to Rocky's and see what they're about. That's all I'm asking. And I think once you go there, I think Rocky's will sell itself to you. Rocky's, corner of 63rd and Federal.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-328-3070. 1-800-328-3070. Call now. 1-800-328-3070. 1-800-328-3070.
I don't know if my throat won't clear up this morning. 9:55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Yes, it's good to have you here. Okay. 303-713-7600. I think I can squeeze in another one. Here's Carol in Loveland. Carol, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, Jay.
Hi.
You know, it just occurred to me this morning that we were hearing all this talk about and worry about the splitting the Democratic Party. And I think what we're not talking about too much is the Republicans are also extremely divided.
They are. They're not, I'll tell you something. They're not as cohesive.
No, they're not.
As they make themselves out to be.
Because my relatives all live in Arkansas, which was 8 years of the Clintons, of course, and used to talk to one of them about Hillary. But at any rate, what concerns me is the fact that The real conservative Republicans, such as my family, really cannot stand John McCain. They think that he is too liberal and he's not conservative enough for them to vote for. And what concerns me is that I think maybe some of them would not vote for John McCain, except they dislike Hillary a lot more than they dislike John McCain. They don't seem to be really, as adamantly against Obama as they are against Hillary.
Well, one of the reasons that a lot of people feel that way about her is because she's got, I mean, to be fair to her, she's got 12 or 13 years worth of beating up and demonizing.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so she carries a lot of baggage in that respect, where Barack Obama is not as well known and is a lot harder to really get anything. It's very hard to get. He doesn't have anything, basically, except for, and I keep getting this guy who sends me email about this, about the Tony Resco situation, but Obama has already said that getting involved with him was a boneheaded move, but that trial is going on in Chicago, and if there were anything there, Fitzgerald would not let that go because he's not the kind of person to do that. So there's nothing there, and there's basically nothing to find on him except smear and innuendo. And I think that has a big difference. And also, I think what has a big difference is he's got the right message, and he will tell you something even if it's painful.
But Jay, weren't you surprised last night that I think it was 25% or something like that of the voter in Indiana who voted for Hillary said that a big factor in their decision was the Jeremiah Wright thing?
Well, no, I wasn't surprised by that at all.
No?
But it shows that Barack can overcome it. Carol, I got to go. I appreciate the call.
Okay, bye.
All right, out into the rain we go. Stay dry. Ed Schultz is coming up next.
CSU Rams fans, you know this sound. You know the drill. Colorado State scores. The cannon booms. And the ROTC jumps the berm. And here come the push-ups. Want to put more boom in your life?
Touchdown, Rams!
Get your CSU season tickets now. The CSU Rams football season will be here before you know it, and it promises to be a great one. The border war with Wyoming, the Rocky Mountain Showdown at Invesco Field at Mile High, and CSU hosts Sacramento State, Houston, UNLV, TCU, New Mexico, and BYU. If you love your Rams, it's time to go green and get your season tickets on sale now. Call 970-491-RAMS or be environmentally friendly and buy them online at CSURams.com. Don't miss a minute of the action. Don't miss a single boom. Don't miss out on